On the air. Tonight's playoff game against Flatonia is made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dahman and Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Glenn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tielemann Construction, Daryl Hickey, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Hobby Jr. and Daryl Kiki in the pregame show right after these words from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabri Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Rayleigh.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
All right, out here at a beautiful Bastrop, Texas, where we have game two of the regional semifinal 2A between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs. And, of course, yesterday was a loss for the Panthers and a nail-biter that ended up 6-4, came down in the last out, last play of the game, and they had every chance, but they'll be looking to capitalize on this chance today to even things up. If things get evened up, we'll have a game tomorrow at 2 p.m. here at Bastrop. And, again, key to yesterday's game, I think, is going to be the same key to today's game there, Daryl. It's going to be the errors. Who's going to make less errors? That's generally who's going to win this game, especially when we get into baseball, playoff baseball. It gets so close, and there is not much separating these two teams from what we saw yesterday.
No, we saw it yesterday that the errors did come back and bite us. You know, we capitalized when we got runners on base, so we can't fuss that we left a bunch of runners on base. Our guys got to come out here, just leave everything on the field today. You know, I love seeing my buddy Tyler up on the mound. You know, he's got to come in here and be dominant, throw strikes, get ahead of the hitters. You know, they're going to have – their top four hitters are going to put the ball in play. Then we're going to have to, I think, we're going to have to be able to play the bunt because their coach saw last night he had some success in the sixth inning when he bunted the ball. No doubt in my mind that he's going to come back with that today because of Witt probably throws a little harder than Yeager, but Yeager did a tremendous job last night keeping us in that game. and everything. We have to play sound defense, like you said. Come out here with the eye of the tiger and going to hate to lose attitude that you're not going to beat me.
And this is that kind of team that is always going to have that attitude. Coach Taylor always gets these boys ready in the right mindset to bounce back. We've seen them bounce back in the middle of games, in the middle of series before. I don't expect today to be any different at all. We already saw it, ending the regular season on three losses. They have now pulled off four in a row before yesterday. So you can see that it's a team that has that amnesia factor, I like to call it. Forget about what happened. It's time on to the next play. We saw it yesterday. Went down three runs twice, and they were able to bounce back both times very well. But, again, it's all about that. And just like you mentioned, yesterday the key for this Flatonia team was that pitcher, Titan Targosh, came out, had a great game, 12 strikeouts. And you know what? Eli Yeager came out, held his own against a very good pitcher, had his 6 strikeouts of his own, only 2 walks, and a tremendous game from Eli Yeager. He'll be playing in first today, so we'll look for him to keep his good streak going. But it's time for Tyler Witt, and just like it was for them yesterday, today for us, it's going to be Tyler Witt on the mound, and he's been consistent all year. I wouldn't expect anything but a stellar performance from him today.
Everybody, his teammates including, have the biggest confidence in that cat when he gets on the bump. And, that's what you have to have, that, hey, when he's on here, we're going to be just fine. Yeager, same way. Today it's Witt. We are visitors today, so my key to the game is we have to come out this first inning, and we need to push across. I'd love to tell you 5 runs, but I'll take 1 just to break the ice that we're in the lead and put them in a different situation of, hey, these cats come out to play. They're not going to lay down because Flatonia is not going to come today. If we think just because they won the first game yesterday and they had their dude on the bump yesterday that, we don't have no chance today. That's not the attitude you're going to get there either. So guys in red are going to have to come out here, be fundamentally sound, put the ball in play. We have to, throughout the whole lineup, we have to put a little bit more pressure on them as far as putting the ball in play and everything. Take away the strikeouts. If Thaler has to bunt those guys, we have to bunt it because they have to pick it up, they have to throw it, and the first baseman has to catch it. You got 3 chances to get on. And everything. So it's going to be a chess match with the coaches again today, young against old, and see what happens.
Well, I'm sure Coach Taylor would love that compliment. Calling him a nice young man.
Yeah, call him a little young buck today.
And we finished up the post game yesterday talking about exactly that. The Panthers got off to a slow start, no doubt about it. 3-3 up, 3 down innings to start the game yesterday, but they got into that groove and ended the game with momentum. Can they take that momentum, transfer it to this game, and pick up on that same foot? That's going to be a huge key. This is Javi Jr. and Daryl Kiki for the pregame show of the 2A regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs, and we'll be back with some more pregame after this word from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Thielemann Construction and Stegan Thielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Thielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Thielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Back here to Bastrop for some more pregame on of the 2A regional semifinals here between the Bastrop Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs. And you see the boys out there warming up in their positions for the day. And we just talked about the key being to carry that momentum that we ended the game with yesterday. Unfortunately, in a loss, but we talked yesterday all about focusing on the positives. And, Daryl, there were a lot of positives to take from yesterday for sure. And Coach Thaler, you see him out there focusing on the fielding. We had a couple errors that I know he stressed in practice and in meetings leading up to this game. And you just see that him emphasizing that, playing a little pepper with the boys out there.
Yeah, he's going to have them loose. That's the kind of coach Coach Thaler is. He is a player's coach, but he expects a lot out of them, and they respond. You know, today, today's another day. We have to come out here, have fun. If you put extra pressure on yourself, then you're going to be a little bit more tighter at the plate. You're going to be a little bit more tense on that out there in the field, that a normal ball that you could normally get, you're going to be a little slow on. It's probably going to get by you. But usually when that first ball's hit and you field it, you're going to be okay.
Yes, sir. And that's what you mentioned about getting that first run. Seeing that first run come in kind of opens things up in your mind, because it's always a mental game as well as a physical game. So is baseball more than I think any other sport. And when you see that run come in, you see that one on the board, it really changes your mentality completely. And that's going to be a huge key here today is the errors. Can we get on the board first? I think that's going to be huge. We're batting in the top of the inning. That means we have an opportunity to do exactly that.
And, you know, Tyler is going to lead it all for us, okay? And he's on the bump. Anytime you as a pitcher can sit there and lead off the game, if he can lead off the game with a hit or walk, steal second, because pretty much if you put him on first, he's probably going to steal second and get there. Just getting dirty, getting a little bit of sweat on you, he's going to relax. So when he does get out there on the mound, he's going to be loose. You know, if you don't have a few little jitters before you step on the field, you're probably not ready.
Exactly.
You know, you can't be scared. It's a difference between being scared and having a few jitters.
You have to be excited.
You have to have that excited jitter and stuff. But once that first ball comes to you, or you swing that bat for the first time up there, that all goes out the window. You're playing a game that you love to play. You're out here as youngsters with your family in the stands, the community in the stands, pulling for you. You know, they're going to be here for you no matter what. We all want to win, and there's no excuse for losing. But somebody's got to lose. Today, we're going to hope that maroon team is the one that's going home a little bit sullish.
Yes, sir. And today, the Bulldogs looks like they have their gray tops on, gray away tops on with their white bottoms. And the Burton Panthers have their gray bottoms with their red tops. So, you know, good-looking matchup here. And we mentioned before, this is a turf field, just to reiterate. It is a turf field, so that should help keep the errors down. But at the end of the day, that all starts up here in the mind. You just mentioned that those pregame jitters, it's an excitement to get out there and just have get onto the field and start playing. And you've been there. I've been there. Once you make that first play, that kind of washes off, and now you're in what we call the zone.
You're in the zone. You're doing what you love to do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be out here because you're going to sit there, and it's time to go have fun. Let's hit this ball. When we get the lead off, let's welcome that new pitcher up there on the mound. He thinks he's going to come here and shut us down. If I'm with, I want to sit there and I want to have a great at-bat, that first at-bat, and be the leader, because he is the leader. He's up on the bump. He's number one today, and it all starts with him.
No doubt about it, and he has done a great job of leading this team all year and through these playoffs. And, you know, he's the kind of guy that not only is going to lead by example, he's going to count on his team to make plays. And this team is a team that has made plays all year in support of him. We saw him against Big Sandy with a huge strikeout performance. He'll be looking to repeat on something like that today. To answer to what we saw yesterday from Titan Targosh, because it's all a mental game. You know, when you get punched in the mouth, how fast can you bounce up and how fast can you punch back?
That's
I think that's going to be a huge point for Coach Taylor, is punching back, punching first today, and evening this thing up so we can get to that next game on Saturday. I don't know about you, but with these beautiful days we've been having, that beautiful Texas sun, nice little humidity going, nice breeze, I'm ready for a weekend of baseball.
That's what I'm told. You got to take it, though. Tonight is the first night, though.
Yes, sir.
It starts right here. There's no tomorrow if we don't get this W tonight. So you have to focus every at-bat, every pitch, every defensive play. Do your job.
Yes, sir. We say it before every single game. Doesn't matter what happened yesterday. You can take the positive, build on it, but it's time to focus on today. Every time it's a new game, no matter if it's the same series against the same team, everybody starts at zero, and it's time to lay it all out on the line. And I know the Burton Panthers are ready to do that here today. So we'll be back after a word from our sponsors for some game time weather updates and a few more pregame comments.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Get ready, Texas! The Slavnost Festival is back at the Texas Czech Heritage Cultural Center. Sunday, May 18th, starting at 10:30 a.m. in LaGrange. Enjoy a full day of Czech fun, like a chicken fried chicken dinner, a classic car show, prize drawings, live music, and activities for the whole family. They'll also feature a special tribute and presentation honoring Retta Slavic Chandler. Head to 250 Fairgrounds Road in LaGrange for great food, rich heritage, and Texas-sized fun. Don't miss Slavnost, Sunday, May 18th. Learn more at checktexas.org.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
All right, time for some playoff baseball. Here we are in the pregame with Javi Jr. and Daryl Kiki in Bastrop for the two-way regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs, and it should be a fantastic game. One thing I've noticed here, Daryl, I don't know if you noticed it too, I don't know if it's because it's a Friday, but we got ourselves a bigger crowd here in the pregame as people starting to come in just a little earlier than yesterday.
Yeah, a little bit earlier. You know, today's Friday, getaway day is what we call it from work and everything. So, you know, right now the Maroon got us outnumbered, but I'm going to bet you that that red and white's going to hold up, and they're going to come on in here real quick.
Well, you know what they say, it's not about how many you are, it's about how loud you are. So I know these Burton fans are going to be making themselves heard, cheering on their boys. Like you said, it's a tight-knit community out there in Burton, you being a part of that community. And they always celebrate together, and don't just celebrate their children. They celebrate the entire team. That is without a doubt every time we've seen, whether it's Burton baseball, Burton softball, and any other sport, it's always the same case.
Yes, it makes me so proud to say that I'm from Burton because of the way people care about the kids. And that's what we're here for. You care about your kids. You care about all the kids. You know, that's the only way they're, you know, that's a true statement. It's not being a smart aleck. There's no I in team. You sit there and you cheer for everybody. And everything is good. You know, all those kids should be your kids, and stuff when it comes out there on the field. You got a special place for your own child, yes. But you still have to sit there and pull for all of them for the simple fact, if you're united as a parent group, you can go a long way. Because that talk in the car, that can get you in a lot of trouble, because we sit there and jealousy is a bad thing. You know, well, Witt's pitching and he's leading off. My kids should be leading off. No, that's the coach's job. He's putting the people where he thinks gives them the best chance to win. So cheer for them. Get loud and be Panther proud.
I couldn't agree more. You know, they call them cliches for a reason. That's because they've been true for so long, and there really is no I in team. And that is the attitude that this Burton Panthers baseball team comes out with every time they come out to compete. And before we get going here, I do have to mention there are a few other games going on in the area for all the baseball and softball fans. Of course, we have this game, Burton against Flatonia. We also have Fayetteville will face Canipa in the 1A regional semifinals. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. in a one-game winner-take-all. Then we have Round Top Carmine will face Spurger in 1A regional semifinals. That's today at 7, and that's in Willis ISD baseball field. Followed by Anderson Shiro will also face Rogers in the 3A regional semifinals. Game 2 today at 7 o'clock at Fireman's Park back in Brenham. Then we have LaGrange taking on Bridge City, down 1-0 is LaGrange in the 4A regional semifinal, and game 2 is today at Summer Creek High School. They played at Rice University yesterday.
That'd be a neat feeling.
Yeah, sure is. And then Columbus will go to game 2. Columbus down 1-0 in the 3A regional final in softball, and that game is today at 6 o'clock at Joe Gully Park in Kennedy, Texas. So that game underway already. And as we get back to this game, just taking a look at the field here, we have 310 over on the sides and outfield, 370 down the middle with a nice high about 15-foot wall, and a wind that is coming straight for us. And with that being said, let's do a quick weather time update here. Right now, up in the 90s, 93 degrees, down from the high of 95. Should get down to 77, but not before we're out of here. We won't experience that nice temperature. It's very similar to yesterday as far as the wind goes. 11 miles per hour with gusts up to 15 miles per hour. And that's just a quick look at what the wind's going to look like. So now that we've painted the picture, we'll be back with some more pregame and the starting lineups after this word from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us. Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Alright, as we get ready to start things off, it's time for the starting lineups. Starting off with the Flatonia Bulldogs, it's going to be Beck Zimmerman leading things off on the mound. Titan Targosh will be in first base today after pitching yesterday, followed by Henry Vincic, number 12, playing at catcher. Batting leadoff is going to be Trip Bowling, number 16, playing in second base, followed by number 20, Udi Manzano, will be the designated hitter in the fifth position, followed by his brother, Yandel Manzano, playing in left field. Then it's number 18, Diego Ramirez, in third base. Followed by number 6, Blake Kessler, in shortstop. And number 4, Kaysen Perez, will round up the lineup over in center field. And in the dugout, they have Coach Brune for the Flatonia Bulldogs. And now time for the Burton Panthers starting lineup. As the reserves is number 5, Ashton Fuller, number 15, Archer Fuller, number 2, Eli Simank, number 20, Caleb Nossaman, number 21, Coy Gurka, number 7, Mark Odom, number 1, Cooper Lyles, and starting things off, leading off is number 11, Tyler Witt on the mound today, followed by Logan Tosta, number 4, in second base. Then it's number 3, Ryder Biggs, moving over to shortstop today. Followed by in the cleanup spot is going to be Ruben Rodriguez, number 8 in center field. Number 14, Eli Yeager follows him up over at first base today. Number 13 follows him up, Braden Martin in the catcher position. Batting in 7th is number 12, Brady Griffin over in right field. Batting 8th is number 18, Houston Hody. He's over in third base today. Number 16, Isaac Modis, rounds things up for the Burton Panthers in the designated hitter position. Key changes there are Tyler Witt on the mound. Ryder Biggs slides into shortstop. Eli Yeager slides into first base. And Houston Hody goes from DH to third base. And Isaac Modis goes into the DH position. And, of course, in the dugout is head coach Matt Thaler, assistant coach Clinton Smith, manager Austin Bostain, and bat boy Aaron Thaler. And that's the starting lineup for your Burton Panthers in this 2A regional semifinal against the Flatonia Bulldogs. And we're ready for a game now. As the announcer finishes up the announcements, we'll be ready for the best part of any American sporting event, and that is, of course, the national anthem. So get ready to take your odds and stand up for that, and we'll get that going as soon as the announcements end here. And keep in mind, this is a UIL game, so don't miss the UIL State Event of the Year, the 2025 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 5th through June 7th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit uiltexas.org/baseball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/baseball. And right on time, it's time for the national anthem. As you see, everybody's get up and take off their hats. It's time to honor the flag. And as everybody claps and cheers, you know it's time to play ball. And we'll be back with the start and first pitch of this game as soon as we get through this word from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call, 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
All right, and back here right on time for the top of the first inning. It's time for Tyler Witt to lead things off, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers, and he'll be facing Beck Zimmerman on the mound. Here's the first pitch, and that one's going to be hit with some good contact, but just a hair early on as he puts it into right field, foul ball. Start things off with an 0-1 count here to Tyler Witt. And the 0-1 pitch is going to be left downstairs. So Tyler Witt's going to take that one, even up the count at 1. And Tyler Witt did a great job getting on base yesterday, looking to build on that performance here today.
Tyler, you be the leadoff man here, buddy. We need you on anyway.
Be the best way to start this game off for the Burton Panthers would be for Tyler Witt to lead things off, get on base, and give them the momentum that they need to even up this series. He's going to take the next one low and away, 2-1. And the crowd is ready for a ball game here in Bastrop. And next one's going to be outside again, 3-1 to Tyler Witt as he finds himself well ahead of the count.
Got to be fat here, Tyler.
So here with the 3-1 count, he's got to stay disciplined.
Attaboy!
They put one over the plate for him, and he's going to put a line drive into shallow center field, catches it right on the button, and that's going to be a leadoff single for Tyler Witt.
Attaboy. All right, Toss, to do your job here.
And we mentioned one of the keys of the game is to come out being that we're batting first to get out and make a statement with that first series, and no better way to start that from happening than a leadoff single. Here comes Logan Tosta batting second, number 4 right-handed batter for the Panthers, and he's showing bunt, but Zimmerman's going to go with a pickoff attempt that's unsuccessful to first base.
He was trying to catch Tyler leaning.
And Tyler takes the lead again. Tosta shows bunt again.
There
up,
he goes.
Up comes infield.
Never
and
get him. Nope.
As Tyler Witt takes off, the catcher, Henry Vincic, drops the ball, and that's going to be an easy steal there for Tyler Witt.
All right, Tosta now. Let's go, buddy.
So with an 0-1 count now to Tosta and a runner in scoring position now, that's Tyler Witt over in second. Here comes pitch toss. He's going to show bunt, and he's going to take it for a strike on a breaking ball. Good breaking ball there by the pitcher Zimmerman of Flatonia.
You're all right, Tosta. Move him on over.
Here's the 0-2 pitch, Tosta, and he's going to get a hold of it there, but it fouls back into the fence, and you saw one of the crowd there trying to make a play on it.
bad, though, teaching a bad example. He tried to do it one-handed.
Oh, yeah, you got to go in there with two hands.
Two hands, that's what we teach these kids these days, right?
But I'll give him points for not flinching there.
Okay.
0-2, here's Vistosta, and that one, a curveball, is going to stay upstairs for Zimmerman, and that's going to make it 1-2.
Attaboy, little Tosta, come on now.
And Tosta doing a great job of staying disciplined now. I'm going to keep that going here, 1-2 count. Here's pitch, and he's going to put a hopper off of the glove of the pitcher, and he's going to beat the throw with
baby.
A slide to first base, and that's going to put runners on the corners as Tyler Witt advances over to third base. And that's going to bring up Ryder Biggs, number 3 right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers with a beautiful situation here with zero outs. They have runners on the corners to lead things off in the first inning, and they are doing just as we said they would have to come out and make a statement in this game. That's two leadoff hitters with two singles. And here is Ryder Biggs against the righty Zimmerman, and off goes Tosta, and the throw is not even going to come in because he had such a good jump on it, and he goes into second base standing up. So now with runners at second and third, two in scoring position for Ryder Biggs here.
Come on, little B, base hit here.
1-0 count to Biggs. And here's the 1-0 pitch. And he's going to get a chopper to third base. Third baseman collects it, and on the, on the slide,
he drops the ball,
and that's going to be a run for Tyler Witt on the error by the catcher. Throw came in from third baseman Diego Ramirez with more than enough time, but as Tyler Witt slides in hands first, he's able to knock that ball out of the glove of the catcher, and that's going to be a the first run of the game for the Burton Panthers. 1-0 with no outs in the top of the first. Couldn't ask for a more for a better start here to the Burton Panthers.
We don't stop here, no outs. Let's go here, big boy. Sorry.
And a good pitch there by Zimmerman to come back with a strike. Puts it on that knee-high outside corner to Ruben Rodriguez, right-handed batter for the Panthers. Righty on righty matchup. Here's the second pitch. And that one's going to be down low. That's going to make it 1-1. Runners on second and third still. And that was going to be outside 2-1. And Tommy, Daryl, you mentioned before the game that it would be key for Tyler Witt to get himself ahead of the ball game here, and he does exactly that. Puts a run on the board to give himself a little room when he gets on the mound.
Yeah, the nerves are gone now. It's play ball. Now Ruben got a battle right here. We need a base hit.
And as we missed there, a swing and a miss by Ruben Rodriguez. It's now a 2-2 count. 2-2 pitch here to Ruben. And he's going to foul this one off. Great job there.
Put it in play, buddy.
And I'll tell you, folks, Daryl is smiling from ear to ear up here in the press box. He could not ask for a better start for him. And outside again. Now we got ourselves a full count. So with zero outs, runners on second and third, full count here to Ruben Rodriguez.
You got to come fat here, Ruben. Let him know.
Let's see with the full count. Let's see what he gives them. And that one's going to be a fly ball into foul territory. That's going to make it 3-2, keeping him alive in the count. That one was over the plate. Good job there by Ruben Rodriguez to identify it and swing on it just a hair early.
Base hit here, buddy.
And breaking ball is going to stay upstairs for Zimmerman, and now that's bases loaded with still no outs for the Burton Panthers. And Zimmerman, with an opportunity to get out of that one with a full count, leaves it upstairs, and now it's bases loaded, and up comes Eli Yeager, left-handed batter for the Burton Panthers, and this is Zimmerman's first lefty he faces. He checks the swing, and the pitch is upstairs, so ball one.
All right, Eli, let's go, man. They're giving you that right center field gap. Hit me one in there and let these cats run.
1-0 pitch. And that one is going to catch that upper outside corner. 1-1. Good breaking ball by Zimmerman.
All
1-1, and that one's going to be upstairs by Zimmerman again, 2-1. And already what we've seen from Zimmerman compared to Targosh is less power, but a lot more movement on his pitches here. He likes that breaking ball a lot, but he's going to have to give a fastball to these pitchers to keep them honest. I mean, and there we see a fastball, but leaves it upstairs, and that one's 3-1. Good job by Eli Yeager to watch that one in, and you hear a lot of complaints here from the Flatonia faithful as they felt that was in the strike zone, but not good enough for the umpire.
He hadn't given anything, just, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm sitting dead red behind home plate, and I'd be telling my boy, you got the swing. But, hey, I'll take a 3-1 count.
Any day of the week, especially with bases loaded and no outs, am I right?
And guess what? Walk is a what?
A walk is a run.
That's right.
Ain't got nobody, nowhere to put them. And as you see, as we mentioned that, you see a conference on the mound as looks like the pitching coach for Flatonia comes out to have a conversation with Zimmerman. And this is what we spoke about, knowing that Targosh was not going to be able to pitch today because of going over his allotted 110 pitches yesterday. This is their next best pitcher, and he finds himself in quite a pickle, to say the least.
But we can't let him off the hook right here. This is where when you smell blood, you got to taste it, and you got to finish it.
Exactly. We'll be looking for the Burton Panthers to go for the neck here and step on the gas. And that was going to catch the outside part of the strike zone there. Full count now, 3-2.
Right. Come on, Eli.
And last time it was a full count for Zimmerman, he put it upstairs and walked the batter. And this was going to be a chopper to first base. This is going to be a chopper to first base, and the first baseman, Titan Targosh, able to collect it and swing it over to home plate for the out at first on the force out. But the throw back to first, not in time, so that's going to keep the bases loaded, but does put an out on the board for the Bulldogs. And
come on, Martin.
Still 1-0 ball game for the Burton Panthers.
We have to get a hit here. We have to score more than one.
And first one upstairs, 1-0. And that's number 13, Braden Martin at the plate, right-handed batter. And he's going to check his swing, but that one's going to catch the strike zone, 1-1.
All right, Braden, come on, buddy.
Breaking ball caught the upper part of the strike zone on that one.
There you go, come on,
line drive out into left
run,
field.
Run, boys, let's go.
Huge gap.
Come on, Yeager.
In comes Biggs.
Unhook that trailer, come on.
Rodriguez. Around comes Eli Yeager.
Get out there.
He got in standing up. That brings in 3 runs for the Burton Panthers, and that's going to be a 3 RBI double for Braden Martin. And the hot start for the Burton Panthers continues.
One run off of what Darryl asked for. And let's not stop here, buddy.
So that's going to make it a 4-0 ball game in favor of the Burton Panthers. And that was honestly a great identification there by Braden Martin. Sees a huge gap in between the left fielder and the center fielder. Puts it right in the middle. Let him fight for it. And just like that, it's a 3 RBI double for Braden Martin. And it looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner here. Thankfully brought the old binoculars today.
21's going to be running.
That's exactly who it's going to be. And that's going to be number 21, Coy Gurka. Coy Gurka comes on to courtesy run for Braden Martin, catcher. So I want to keep them legs fresh.
All right, Gurka, be smart out there.
And with one out, at the plate is the senior on the team, Brady Griffin.
Missed third base. I think they just they appealed the play at third base that Yeager missed third base when he was coming around the bag, and Blue just called him out for missing the third base.
And that would be devastating here because that's going to take a run off the board and put an out on the board. So that's what they're going to say, as you hear the cheers from the Flatonia crowd. That's going to make it a 3-0 ball game. As the umpire says, Eli Yeager did not step on the bag coming around third.
And right off of that, the momentum keeps going for the Bulldogs. That's a swing and a miss by Brady Griffin.
Come on, Brady. We need this momentum back our way.
0-1 to Griffin. Two outs. Does have a runner at second. And another swing and a miss by Griffin. That's going to make it 0-2. Finds himself well behind the count here. Needs to battle back here to give his team a chance to score another run before the inning's over. And another swing and a miss there by Brady Griffin. That's three pitches, three swings, three misses. And that's going to be a strikeout for Zimmerman as he gets out of the inning but did allow three runs. And that's a three-run lead for the Burton Panthers as they leave a runner on after what was honestly a mental error there by Eli Yeager. I tell you what, Darrell, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the dugout listening to what Coach Thaler's going to have to say about that.
Yeah. We just, you know, he was hustling, trying to score from first and everything. And just, you know, I don't see how they're sitting there and watching the base. He did a good job.
All right. And with those final thoughts on the inning, it's a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Burton Panthers. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
You've always dreamed of building a barn dominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
All right, back here to Bastrop, and we're getting ready to lead off the bottom of the first with Tyler Witt on the mound and Zimmerman to lead things off for the Bulldogs. So pitcher on pitcher matchup here to start things off, and it's a 1-0 count. Or
0-1. Swing and strike.
And we have a little confusion with the umpire here as we're going to get the count straightened out. He was showing 1-0, but we're getting some complaints saying that it should be 0-1, so he's going to go over and talk to Coach Thaler.
He swung at the first pitch.
Yes, sir. And, Darrell, just to do a recap of that first inning, we had three hits in that one, three runs scored, and after a great play at the plate by Tyler Witt to start things off. It's a great start here for the Burton Panthers, wouldn't you say?
Love it. Anytime you can put a crooked number up on that board, that's what we're looking for. And now we have to come out here and we have to play. These Blues, I'm not one that whines a lot, but I hate to tell you, this third base umpire is, now he's talking to Witt about his foot on the rubber or something. Might need to take him a Snickers bar here pretty soon.
Well, maybe he came to the field a little hangry, but, you know, we're not here to criticize the umpires. They do a hard job, and they're just trying to do their best at it. And now here's the pitch from Tyler Witt. As we got things figured out, it's going to be 0-1 to Zimmerman, and now 0-2 on another foul ball.
And I believe the umpire is just trying to get things a little bit under control, as we've seen a little bit of commotion here on the fan side of things for Flatonia.
Getting a little chipper over there, I think.
A couple sheriffs having to have a couple words there, get a game plan together in case anything happens.
Come on, Tyler, put him away, buddy.
But back to the game here, 0-2 pitch from Tyler Witt, and another foul ball fouled straight back by Zimmerman. It's going to keep him alive, 0-2.
Had a good cut at that. Snap me one off here, Levin.
And this was going to be fouled back into the parking lot. That's going to be somebody's car, and it does catch somebody's car as everybody looks back at it, and we get oohs and ahs from the crowd. Let's see if we see somebody get up and go check on their car here. Again, that parking lot real close to the field here in Bastrop. But nonetheless, stays alive with the count 0-2, and he's going to put a line drive into center field, and that one's got legs. It's going to fall and get all the way to the wall, and that's going to be a leadoff double. He's going for third. Cutoff man is Biggs. He's going to throw it and going to hold off on the throw, and sliding into third is going to be Zimmerman with what actually ends up to be a leadoff triple. And I got to tell you, Daryl, it's been a game of triples today and yesterday for this Bulldogs team. That's their third triple in the last two games. So good hitting by them, but nonetheless, zero outs. Triple puts a man on third, and up comes the second batter, Titan Targosh, who was the pitcher yesterday playing in third and first base today. And he's a right-handed batter against the righty Tyler Witt. And great job by Tyler Witt there. Gets one on that knee-high outside corner. That's going to make it 0-1. And we got ourselves a lively crowd here today, Daryl.
Yes, this is playoff atmosphere at its finest.
Here's the next pitch by Witt. That one is outside. 1-1 to even up the count. And Targosh, one of those players that did have a triple, so we know he can be deadly at the plate.
It might have come a little bit too fat with that 0-2 pitch.
And here's the 1-1. And a breaking ball tries to catch the upper part of the strike zone, but the umpire not giving anything up top. It's going to have to be clearly in the strike zone to get a call from him here. So now 2-1. Runner on third and no outs on the boards. Burns going to be looking to take this momentum back, and that one's going to be outside. 3-1 from Tyler Witt. Not a situation we're used to seeing him in and being behind in the count here, 3-1. But good job by Targosh staying disciplined and watching these balls go by, them getting ahead of the count, 3-1. So here's a 3-1 pitch, and that one's going to be a ground ball right down the middle. Goes almost right over second base, and in comes Zimmerman to score after his triple, and that's going to be an RBI single for Titan Targosh. And up next to bat is going to be Henry Vincic, right-handed batter for the Bulldogs.
You all right, Tyler, here? It's getting out.
And, yeah, like you said, Tyler Witt, what he has to do is just forget about these last couple hitters and just get an out on the board. Sure, he'll be looking to do that here, and he's going to put it outside for a ball one.
You can do it, Tyler. Here we go. Focus, buddy. Throw that double play ball.
After the run scored, it's only a man on first. That's Titan Targosh. 1-0 count to Vincic. His pitch. And that one, a chopper that's going to get to second base. It's going to be a double play opportunity.
Exactly
what it's going to be as Ryder Biggs steps onto second base, slings it over to first base to Eli Yeager. And that's a double play, and that's how you reclaim momentum for the Burton Panthers. Now two outs on the board just like that. Up comes leadoff hitter for the Bulldogs, Trip Bowling. Again, another batter that we saw yesterday does have some power and some hitting ability. Had a triple yesterday and a couple singles. So Tyler Witt's going to be looking to get him out of there. And he's going to put the first one upstairs, 1-0.
Let's go, Tyler. Come on, Red. Finish this thing.
Here's a 1-0 pitch from Tyler.
Attaboy.
And he's going to get that strike zone on this one. Knee-high outside corner. Beautiful placement by Tyler Witt.
Let's go 11.
Evens up the count. 1-1. Here's a pitch. Tyler Witt is going to put a fastball in there. And Trip Bowling is going to get a hold of it, but just a little late, and that's going to put a foul ball to the right side. Away from the parking lot this time, and to the relief of quite a few fans here. We've already had a casualty here in the first inning.
Nice pitch. Attaboy.
And he's going to put this one away, trying to get him to chase one low and outside. Good job by Trip Bowling to not do so, and that's going to even up the count at 2. With 2 outs, Tyler Witt just needs one more strike to get out of this inning, with only 1 run being allowed. And that one's going to be a chopper right to first base. Eli Yeager's going to get a hold of it and take the safe route. Jogs over to first base. Routine play. Steps on the bag. And that's going to retire the side after a double play to reclaim momentum. The Burton Panthers did allow 1 run, and it's a 3-1 ball game in favor of the Burton Panthers. We'll be back with the top of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers! The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
All right, as we come back here, it's number 18 right-handed batter Houston Hody for the Panthers up to bat. He fouls the first one back for a strike, 0-1. Here's the next pitch, and that one right in his way. Has to duck out of the way of that one, and 1-1. Looking like a scene out of the Matrix there. Got out right in time.
All right, come on, Houston, get a base hit here.
Now 1-1. Here's the pitch, and that one well up high, 2-1.
Need base runners here. Let's answer back. We won that first inning. Let's win this one.
And on the 2-1 pitch, he's going to put that one on that outside corner. That one's going to draw some complaints from the Burton crowd as they felt it was outside, but that's going to make it 2-2. And on the very next one, he's going to hit Houston Hody. Look at Houston Hody. Give him a little stare down as he takes his base. So that's going to put a runner on first with a hit by pitch.
All right. Little Isaac, come on now, buddy.
And here comes Isaac Modis, designated hitter, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers. And a player that all year has shown tremendous hustle and ability to take advantage of his opportunities. Let's see what he does here.
Great young man as a freshman. Had the pleasure of coaching his dad, and this little man plays just like his dad used to play.
Nothing but hustle, I imagine.
That's it.
First one outside for a ball, 1-0. And next one is going to catch that knee-high outside corner, 1-1.
You all right, Isaac, right here. Slap it out there in that right center field gap.
And that one close at first base on the pickoff attempt, but umpire's going to say he got back in time. Good job by Houston Hody there. A little too close for comfort there, but got back. That keeps it with no outs, a runner on first. 1-1 count to Modis. Here's the pitch.
And that one low and away. 2-1 now.
Keep him alert over there, Big Smith. Atta boy, Isaac. 3-1. And we're coming to the top with Witt next.
A 3-1 count here to Modis. Needs to stay disciplined here. Unless it's right over the plate, he's got to stay home on this. Let the pitcher make the mistake.
All four. Atta, baby.
Pitcher Zimmerman does exactly that. Puts one well up high. And Modis will take his base for the second leadoff walk of this inning. That's two walks to start things off.
Come on, Tyler.
So now it puts runners on first and second, and we're back up to the top of the order with Tyler Witt. Right-handed batter who is also playing on the mound today for the Panthers. Getting himself a pitcher-on-pitcher matchup with a chance to
Houston
to make his cushion a little larger. As you see, a little bit of gasp there from the crowd. Houston Hody again cutting it close there at second base with a big lead there. Almost got caught, almost got picked off by Zimmerman, but able to get back in time.
Atta boy.
Outside there by Zimmerman, 2. Witt is going to make it 1-0. And Witt looking to extend that lead he's working with here.
He hit this right center field gap. Houston better be on his horse because Isaac's going to be right. Come on down.
And that's going to be a pitch that gets away from the catcher, and that's going to move up the runners to second and third. That puts Hody at third and Modis at second. Just a low one that came off the glove of the catcher there.
All right, Tyler.
So that's 2-0.
He got to come dead red for you right here, buddy. Let him know. Coach coming to the mound now.
Not liking what he's seeing here as this pitcher finds himself in a tough situation for the second inning in a row. Last inning, it was a bases-loaded situation where, honestly, the Burton Panthers did bail them out a little bit with that missed bag by Eli Yeager, but nonetheless, we're able to put up 3 runs. And now with runners on second and third, and again, no outs on the board, and down on the count 2-0 to Tyler Witt, who is the Panthers, one of their strongest batters here. Coach wants to come out and just settle his pitcher's nerves a little bit.
He's going to change.
Oh, he's making a change here. So Zimmerman's only going to make it through one inning, and his night is going to be over, at least for now. We have seen it before where they will put the pitcher back in, but it doesn't seem to be the case here. Out comes Zimmerman, and we're going to be back after a word from our sponsors, and we'll announce the pitching change when we get back.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, as we come back here to Bastrop between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs, it's number 18 coming on the mound for
for Zimmerman of the Bulldogs, and that's going to be number 18. Looks like Ramirez, Diego Ramirez, who was in third base, so we'll see who they're going to stick over at third base. It looks like it might be Trip Bowling, number 16, who slides over to third base.
The pitcher's coming in to catch, number two.
Zimmerman's going to go back to his original position at catcher, which he did a great job yesterday, so probably a better position for him there. And it's probably going to put Henry Vincic over on first base where he was yesterday.
It looks like they moved Targosh to center. Yep. They got number 12 playing first now.
So Targosh at center now. Vincic at first. Zimmerman back at catcher like he was yesterday. And Bowling is going to move over to third.
Got a 2-0 count here. Coach Taylor got to be talking to Hody on third. That'll fly ball. He got to get back right away to tag up. Come on, Tyler. Hit a gap here. Let Little Mata score from second.
So now with a 2-0 count, runners on second and third. Third is Hody, second is Modis. First pitch by Ramirez is going to be low and away. That's going to make it 3-0 now to Tyler Witt, and he's in a dream situation here with two runners in scoring position. He's going to get something to swing at here. Here's a pitch from Ramirez, and he gets just that, but he was going to make Ramirez have to put it over the plate. He was going to take it all the way.
Good job right here now.
So now 3-1.
Rip this ball, Tyler.
Maybe taking one more. Let's see what Tyler Witt does. He does exactly that. That one's going to be well inside. And now with zero outs, that's going to load the bases for the Burton Panthers.
All right, little Tosta right here, buddy.
And up comes Tosta.
They got the infield way in. So, come on, Tosta. Put one out there on the green.
A batter very capable of taking advantage of this kind of situation. He's got bases loaded and no outs. Any kind of ball in play, score some runs here. Here's the first pitch from Ramirez, and he's going to catch the bottom end of that strike zone. Tosta takes that one for a strike, 0-1.
You all right, four right here, buddy, up the middle, base hit.
Next one's going to be outside of the strike zone, 1-1.
Come on, little Tosta.
One run, bases loaded. Tosta's going to swing and miss on that one on a breaking ball there by Ramirez. Gets past Tosta, 1-2. And you can see Tosta wanted every bit of that one. He knew if he got a hold of that, that was going to bring some of his teammates in.
You can do this, buddy.
That brings up the 1-2 count. Breaking ball outside, going to miss outside, 2-2.
Hey, you can do this, four. Come on now.
Here's a 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss there by Tosta. And you can see the frustration in his body language. He knew he had one there and just barely missed on a breaking ball. But nonetheless, that's going to be a strikeout, the first of the evening for Ramirez on his first batter, or on his second batter, first full batter, though. And up comes number three, Ryder Biggs, batting right-handed against the righty Ramirez. Here's the first pitch. This is going to be outside 1-0.
Biggs, we can't leave these runners stranded here. We got to score. Let's go now.
Bases loaded here for Ryder Biggs. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch, and he's going to get a hold of that one, but just a hair early on it puts it foul down the third base line. And you can see he knows he had one as he looks over at Coach Thaler.
He's all right. Right here, he's going to rip this through the short and third.
So 1-1 count now, and he's going to chip this one. That's going to make it a foul ball, 1-2.
This guy's throwing so much slower, Miami, than the other two, and we're way out in front of it. We have a little trouble when they throw slower pitchers at us. We got to adjust here. We just got to put it in play, Biggs.
But like a fine-tuned machine, all they got to do is calibrate it, and they'll get a hold of this. Let's see if they can calibrate their swing here. That one's going to be outside. No need for any calibration there. 2-2.
Come on, buddy.
Just a slight adjustment for the batters to make as there is a lot less speed coming from Ramirez. And that one up near Biggs' head. And he does just enough to get out of the way of that one. And you can see he wipes his brow because that one was coming straight to him.
All right, you got to focus right here, Biggs. We got to have you.
Full count here, Biggs. And he's going to get hit on the...
Oh.
And you hear a shout from the Flatonia crowd. They're going to call that one a strikeout. But that one was up high and hit the batter. Not quite sure I understand how that constitutes a strikeout there, Daryl.
Didn't hit him. It was, to me, it was a little bit low. But with a full count, it's too close to take.
Come on, and up comes Ruben Rodriguez. First one's going to be a swing and a miss on a breaking ball by Ramirez.
Keep the hands back, boys. Keep the hands back.
0-1 here to Ruben Rodriguez, and the Burton Panthers are in real danger of leaving the bases loaded. And a breaking ball, another swing and a miss by Rodriguez. 0-2 with two outs. After what was a tough situation for the Bulldogs, they now find themselves one strike away from leaving the bases loaded stranded. And another swing and a miss there by Ruben Rodriguez. Completely chased one there, and that's a huge strikeout for the Bulldogs, as you can feel the momentum swinging over in their direction, because they just left the Burton Panthers just left the bases loaded, three runners stranded, and just like that, it's going to stay a 3-1 ball game, and we'll be back with the bottom of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
So as we get started here in the bottom of the second inning, it's the Burton Panthers leading 3-1 against the Flatonia Bulldogs, and up comes Udi Manzano, the first of the Manzano brothers in the lineup. Yandel Manzano on deck. And Udi is the designated hitter, big number 20. And this one's going to be up near his head as he barely gets out of the way of this one. And we've seen plenty of that here in the last few pitches. A lot of batters having to get out of the way of some really ugly pitches, to be honest.
Now you go get him, Tyler. You made your statement.
You think he's trying to get him get off that plate a little bit? And that went up over the strike zone, 2-0 to Tyler Witt.
Hey, here we go, Tyler. Find that zone, buddy.
And in that last inning, the Burton Panthers left the bases loaded after Zimmerman got pulled for Ramirez and threw three straight strikeouts. So Tyler Witt looking to come back and respond with some strikeouts of his own. But not to an ideal start here as he goes back 3-0, this time on an outside pitch.
Attaboy.
And gets right back on track. Udi Manzano is going to take the whole way there on the 3-0 count, and Tyler Witt does his job to put it over the plate for a strike 3-1. And he's going to hit Udi with that one, and Udi Manzano is going to take his base and bring up the other Manzano brother, Yandel Manzano. Number 11 right-handed batter for the Flatonia Bulldogs, and we're starting to get a chippy crowd and a chippy game here in Bastrop. Crowd is really getting into it on both sides as we get plenty of cheers and jeers on almost every play.
Attaboy, Tyler.
And Tyler Witt's going to get right back on track with this at-bat. 0-1 right at the strike zone.
Need to get a strike out here, buddy.
One pitch and a bunt attempt there. It's going to be a nice bunt down the first base line. Good job by Tyler Witt to flip it over to first base and Eli Yeager, but it's going to come off the top of the glove of Eli Yeager for an error, and both Manzano brothers are now on base. Runners on first and second. Up comes Ramirez. And what seemed to be a routine flip on a bunt from Tyler Witt to Eli Yeager goes awry, and disaster for the Burton Panthers as they now have runners on first and second with no outs. And up comes left-handed batter Ramirez, and he's going to try to bunt too, and he's going to foul this one off on the inside pitch. Good job there by Tyler Witt. And Ramirez, already the hero for the Bulldogs in the previous inning, throwing three strikeouts to get out of a bases-loaded situation. Can he make something happen for the Bulldogs here, or can Tyler Witt of the Burton Panthers get out of this inning? Bunt attempt down the third baseline this
Houston
time.
Houston got
it. Miscommunication there as Houston Hody doesn't come off the bag, and that's going to load the bases for the Flatonia Bulldogs as the crowd goes wild for Flatonia because they have absolutely reclaim momentum in this ball game. Still down 3-1, but with no outs and bases loaded, this is the perfect situation for them to regain control of this game. We're going to get a courtesy runner here.
Number 8.
For the Bulldogs, going to be number 8. And that's Nathan Aguilon. Out comes pitcher Ramirez as he gets praise from his teammates there in the dugout because that, so Houston Hody did not come off the bag to pick up the bunt, but that was a textbook bunt there, Daryl.
Yeah, he pushed it. He pushed it really hard and stuff. You know, it just, right now we kind of out of kilter. We got to refocus, bases loaded. Double play ball would be great. We're playing the infield back, which we need to get an out. Big thing, we need to get an out here.
So here comes Blake Kessler, shortstop right-handed batter for the Bulldogs, and he's going to take the first one down low for a ball, 1-0.
Wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't try to bunt here.
Bases loaded and no outs. This would be a great time for a Burton double play. 1-0, that's going to be a wild pitch that comes off the catcher and goes over the fence. And I think that may have saved Martin there. We're going to allow the umpires to reconvene as Coach...
He doesn't get 1+1.
Coach Brune is livid over there in the... coach for the Flatonia Bulldogs, but he's going to be told that that's just going to be one run for you. So now 3-2, it's still going to make it a one-run ball game now. And that was a wild pitch that came off the pads of Martin and skipped over the fence behind him. So by rule, that's going to be a run scored with bases loaded. as runners advance. So now runners on second and third, 3-2 ball game. Tyler Witt's going to put it right in the strike zone, upper outs, upper inside corner on Kessler. Beautiful pitch there by Witt to get back on track, 2-1.
Let's go, Tyler. Here we go. Guys, we got to be looking here.
And you see the infield playing well in, looking for another bunt, and they're going to get just that.
Squeezes on.
Tyler Witt
tag
is going to tag
up,
the
baby.
Runner going to home. He's going to make the safe play and just get the secure out rather than trying to make something extra happen and make a mistake. Tyler Witt picks up the bunt, cuts off the runner going to home, tags him. That's going to put an out on the board, prevent a run, but leave runners on the corners with only one out.
Have this together, boys. Know what we're going to do on this first and third.
So that's going to be the first out of the inning, and up comes number four, Kaysen Perez, right-handed batter for the Bulldogs. Runners on the corners. He's going to show bunt again. Up comes the infield, and that one's going to be an outside pitch by Witt, make it 1-0.
Go get him, Tyler. Got the top of the order coming up.
Tyler Witt steps off the mound here, just reset a little bit. Looks over at first, make sure he's not too big of a lead over there. Perez is going to show bunt again. Tyler Witt's going to step off, fake the pickoff to third, and keep a hold of that ball. Everybody got back in time, so no need to let it go. One ball, no strikes here to Perez, and almost hits him with that one.
He said it. It didn't hit him.
But the umpire is going to say it did hit him, so that's going to load the bases back up with one out on what the umpire calls a hit by pitch. Not sure the batter did a lot to get out of the way of that one.
And I mean,
it's the responsibility of the batter. What was that, Darryl?
I don't think it hit him for the simple fact he made no sign of that the ball hit me.
Yeah. No, I'm seeing the same thing you are. I don't believe that ball hit him. And even if it may have touched him a little bit, I don't think he did much to get out of the way of it, which...
All right, boys. Got to limit the damage here.
But nonetheless, that is bases loaded for the Bulldogs. And Tyler Witt looking to get out of this one with only one out. He puts a breaking ball in the strike zone beautifully. 0-1. And that hit by pitch put Kaysen Perez on first base with Yandel Manzano on third and Diego... And the pinch runner, the courtesy runner for Diego Ramirez over on second. That's Aguilon on second. Next one's going to be fouled out into the parking lot, left side. And now those parking lot balls do have everybody's attention as one car was already made a casualty of these foul balls today in the first inning.
Let's go, Witt. We need a strikeout here.
Left-handed batter here is Zimmerman back to the top of the lineup for the Bulldogs. 0-2 to Zimmerman. Tyler Witt can deliver, and another foul ball out into the parking lot. And again, all eyes over there.
We got an audience listening to us in New York. My friend Yank. Come on, Tyler, let's get it out here.
So 0-2 now. Stays 0-2 after the foul ball. Bottom of the second inning, and that one's going to be up top, 1-2. I think Tyler Witt wanted a breaking ball on that one. It just didn't break on time for him, and it stays upstairs for a ball.
Let's go, Red. We need an out.
Here's a 1-2 pitch from Witt, and that one well inside. And close to hitting another batter is Tyler Witt.
Hey, you got to find it here. Tyler, focus, buddy.
That's going to even it back up at 2-2. And he is definitely in a situation with bases loaded. And another foul ball. And Beck Zimmerman of the Bulldogs doing a great job of staying alive here. And another foul ball in the parking lot. Some more concerned faces from the audience. So 2-2. Here's pitch from Tyler Witten. Another foul ball. This one's going to avoid the parking lot to the relief of the audience this time. As it seemed, we had three straight into the parking lot. But nonetheless, another foul ball keeps him alive in the count. Zimmerman doing a great job of battling against Tyler Witt here. And Tyler Witt just looking for one more strike to put a second out on the board in this bottom of the second inning. He has bases loaded, and he needs this out. 2-2 up and away. One that just, you can see it, kind of slipped out of the hand of Tyler Witt there. Not at all where he wanted to put it. Good job there by Martin to not that one let it get past him, but full count now after going up 0-2 to start this count. And here it is from Tyler Witt. And that one's going to be left upstairs by Tyler Witt on the fastball. And there's nowhere to put the runners, so that's going to score a run for the Bulldogs. And more importantly, tie up this ball game.
You're all right, Tyler. Come on now.
So now 3-3 tie game here as the Bulldogs have fought back on the Burton Panthers after taking a 3-0 run. Only one out and bases loaded still. Targosh is going to put one out in the left field. It's got legs. Judging it is Matt Raymer. He's going to do so, but the runner at third is going to tag up and get home to take the lead 4-3. So that puts two outs on the board, and that one had enough legs for a sacrifice fly.
I'll take that out, though.
So now that puts two outs on the board, gives the lead to the Bulldogs. That was Aguilon scoring, courtesy runner for Ramirez. And up comes number 12, Henry Vincic, who started at catcher and is now over in first base, right-handed batter for the Bulldogs. His last time out, grounded into a double play. Up high pitch from Witt. 1-0.
All right, Tyler, find this here.
And all the Burton Panthers need is for him to ground into just a single out here to get out of this inning. No longer bases loaded, now only runners on first and second.
Let's go, Red, find an out.
But they have given up the lead.
Runners are going.
Runners going to third, and that throw is going to be on time. And Houston Hody is going to get caught falling off of the bag. And allows the runner to get to third, not able to keep his foot on the bag, but he had to tag him there. Well, kept his foot on the bag, but it wasn't a force out, so fails to tag the runner there, and that's going to be runners on second and third as both advance on the steal. Double steal for the Bulldogs. High pitch again by Witt, 2-1.
All right, Witt, come on, buddy.
And you hate to say it, but it seems this is maybe falling apart at the seams for the Panthers here in the bottom of the second.
All right, if we can get out of here with this, we're fine.
Here it is, fouled back by Vincic.
All right, 2-2. Let's go, buddy.
So two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Two is the name of the game. Can Tyler Witt get out of this one? Needs one more strike.
Attaboy.
And he's going to do exactly that. Catches that upper outside corner of the strike zone on Vincic for a strikeout. Catches him looking. Leaves two runners stranded. And just like that, it's a 4-3 ball game now in favor of the Bulldogs. And we'll be back with the top of the third inning after a word from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenduratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
All right, as we come back here to Bastrop, this game has been flipped on his head, on its head, as the after the Burton Panthers took a 3-0 lead to start the game off. It's now 4-3 in favor of the Bulldogs, and that came, you know, Daryl, like we always see the same thing happen. You know, it seems like every time one team has a missed opportunity, it opens the door for the other team to respond in a different way. And the missed opportunity for the Burton Panthers was leaving the bases loaded
with no outs
in the top of the second inning, not scoring any runs. And right after that, in the bottom of the second, it's a three-run inning for the Bulldogs, and they take the lead 4-3. So leading things off now is Eli Yeager. And he's going to pop one foul left side, 0-1. And out stays Ramirez. And Ramirez, ever since being put in at pitcher, had three strikeouts to get out of a bases-loaded situation. And last time up to bat, had a single.
There you go.
A single, RBI single. And to lead things off, it looks like the Burton Panthers are going to take a little bit of momentum back on a single by Eli Yeager, ground ball that gets in between second baseman and first baseman out into right field. So a good way to respond here for the Burton Panthers as they mount a comeback of their own.
They're going to be all right. They just got to keep their hands back here. Wait on this.
And a pickoff attempt, first base, unsuccessful. Next pitch, going to catch that knee-high outside corner, 0-1.
All right, Maiden, here we go. Can do it. Attaboy, baby. Both pitchers are trying to pitch inside quite a bit today. I don't know if that's intentional or we're just not hitting our spots.
And it takes the next one for a ball, 1-1. Another pickoff attempt at first base, nowhere close. First one was a little too close for comfort there, Darryl.
Hey, I'll take a hit. Batsman to get on base.
1-1, here it is. Pitch catches that inside corner. 1-2.
All right, Martin, here we go. We got a battle, buddy.
So Braden Martin after the leadoff single by Eli Yeager. 1-2 count. Well outside. Almost gets away from the catcher there. 2-2.
He's going to come back inside on you. You got to turn on this ball.
Here's a 2-2 pitch, and that one's going to be in the dirt, filling up the count at 3-2. And perfect situation here for Martin. No outs and a full count. He has an opportunity to advance Eli and get on base himself. Here's the pitch. And he's going to get this one fly ball out into center field. Has legs, but going to stay in the outfield with Titan Targosh making a play in center field. Jogging over from his center field position out into right field to make the catch. And that's going to be the first out of the inning for the Bulldogs. Up next is going to be number 12, Brady Griffin, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers.
All right, Brady, this is your dude here. You rip him.
And that's going to be exactly that. Line drive in the left field, and that's going to be a single for Brady Griffin as Eli Yeager gets to second base.
All right, Houston, we got to have you here now. Need a base hit here, Houston. Come on now.
So after the singles by Eli Yeager and Brady Griffin, up comes Houston Hody. Right-handed batter against the righty Ramirez. He's going to take the first one outside for a ball, 1-0. Next one's going to be a hit by pitch, Houston Hody, and now the Burton Panthers are going to get a chance to redeem their last time with the bases loaded. They're going to get bases loaded again, this time with one out. Last time it was with no outs, and up comes Isaac Mottis. Isaac Mottis' last time out was walked and was one of those runners left on base with bases loaded.
That's only bringing the infield in again. Isaac, a lot of room out there, buddy. Can do this. Come on, little man.
And out of the line. Right down the middle. Houston Hody getting the second. The throw's coming in the first, cut off at the pit, at the mound.
Good
but
move.
Not before Eli Yeager is going to get home and score a run to even this ball game. 4-4. Right on cue, Darryl asked for a line drive. Mottis gave him exactly that right down the middle, and that's going to be an RBI single for Isaac Mottis. Keeps the bases loaded, and up comes the top of the order in Tyler Witt.
Coach is coming back out for a visit. That was huge.
That was huge
for Isaac. It just takes a little bit for us to sit back on this slower pitching. And for this, the bottom part of the lineup, that's perfect speed for them. Looks like we're having another change here.
Looks like we're getting yet another pitching change here for the Bulldogs. Let's see what it's going to be. That's number 12 coming off there. And it looks like maybe he's going to be the pitcher.
Looks like it.
Yeah, so first baseman started off at catcher, went to first base. Now he's over in the pitching mound is Henry Vincic. And we'll be back to give him a chance to warm up after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
Sendero ArborCare is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero ArborCare, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero ArborCare today for the health of your trees and property.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing.
cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
So as we get another pitching change here, it was one inning pitched for Zimmerman, 1.1 inning pitches for Ramirez, and now out comes Henry Vincic for the Bulldogs here as he gets still warming up his arm out on the mound. And a couple more changes happening. Vincic was at first base, so now Trip Bowling is going to move over to first base.
He's going to second. Oh, they pulled
Trip Bowling back to second base. Yeah. Out from the designated hitter position comes Udi Manzano to first base. Shortstop looks like it's going to be.
He's staying the same.
They're going to keep Kessler out there. Third base is going to be Ramirez, moves back into third base.
Yeah. You got it.
And I believe that's all the changes we have.
You got it. Come on, T-Wick.
That's the new lineup here, and third batter here for the Bulldogs. And back to the top of the lineup with one out and bases loaded, Tyler Witt up to bat.
Rip me $1. Come on, buddy.
And Darryl's asking for it. He usually gets what he asks, and that's going to be an outside pitch, 1-0. He got exactly what he wanted when he asked Modest to rip one on that previous at-bat, and that was an RBI single. And a breaking ball there by Vincic. And if we thought that Ramirez was off speed, I'd say Vincic is even more off speed.
Yeah, we need to get in the front of the box here and catch this ball. He's throwing everything with a little bit of a break. Out of
base! And a beautiful rip there by Tyler Witt. Puts a chopper down the third baseline. Right past the third baseman, goes right between his chest and his glove. Not sure that'll be an error because it did not hit him in the glove, but that was a play he could have made, but Tyler Witt put it with too much power right past him in the left field, and that's an RBI single for Tyler Witt as Brady Griffin, the senior on this team, comes around to score, and now that's going to make it 5-4 in favor of the Panthers now. And up comes Logan Tosta. His last time out, Tosta had a strikeout, but did single in the first.
Come on, Tosta.
This one's going to be a pitch low in the zone, 0-1.
All right, little four, come on now.
Bases loaded, 0-1 outside, 1-1. And I have to tell you, Darryl, it looks like a position player on the mound.
Yeah. But we still got to hit him here. We can't do him any favors.
Yep. That one's going to be 2-1 outside again.
Walks a run, but if it's dead red, Tosta, I want a rip here.
2-1 pitch, and he's going to get a hold of it, but just a little early. Puts it foul on a chopper down the left side. 2-2 now. And bases loaded is at third base, Houston Hody. At second base is
Isaac Modest.
And first base is Tyler Witt. And that one is going to get away from the catcher, and that's going to be a forced out after the catcher gets away on the swing and miss by Tosta. That's going to put two outs on the board now.
Come on, Biggs. Now don't leave him here.
And up comes Ryder Biggs, or as Darryl likes to affectionately call him, Little Biggs. So what has been a back-and-forth ball game, here's the first pitch to Ryder Biggs with bases loaded, 0-1.
Hey, you can do this, 3. Drive this ball through the middle.
With two outs, bases loaded. The last thing the Panthers want to do is leave the bases loaded again. And he's going to get hit by pitch. There's nowhere to put the runners, so that's going to score Houston Hody on the hit by pitch and give the Burton Panthers a 2-run lead, 6-4.
All right, Ruben, right here. You got some rabbits ready to run on them bases. Come on now.
And that one, first pitch, a strike. 0-1. And to be fair, it looks like they're just taking Vincent's first pitch every time.
He's throwing it right in there, and we're just so far out in front of it. We got to focus here. We got to keep the hands back.
And that's Ruben Rodriguez up, right-handed batter. His last time out did strike out, was part of those three that struck out at, with bases loaded to Ramirez. But before that, he was walked and scored a run off of that.
You can do this, Ruben. Come on, buddy.
0-1 to Rodriguez. He's going to take it down low, 1-1.
Line drive up the middle.
And what we've always seen from Rodriguez is he is so disciplined at the plate, and I'm sure we're going to see nothing less here.
Attaboy.
Outside, right on cue, takes outside 2-1.
Right fielder's playing very, very, very shallow.
And he's going to put a chopper over to shortstop. And
Lenny,
sliding in.
Come on. Whit.
Sliding in is Tyler
Whit. That's going to score.
Bounce off of his head. Very awkward play there. Yeah. Is a lucky bounce for the Burton Panthers. And Whit pops back up and is able to jog into home for another run. 7-4. And, Darryl, we were talking about it last night. Had some balls that bounced the way of the Bulldogs. Today, that's a perfect example of a bounce that goes our way.
Two runs.
Yeah. Oh, so two runs. So now it's 7-4.
Come on, Eli.
As in comes Isaac Modis on that first run. And then Tyler Whit comes in after the ball hit him on the head, allowing him to score another run. So now 8-4 in favor of the Burton Panthers.
And Ruben did some great base running right there on the ball that got away here at the plate. He moved up to second. So Yeager base hit scores two. Attaboy, make him come to you.
Another outside pitch, 2-1. After a couple quick pitches, that brings the count to 2-1 to Eli Yeager. And Yeager, his last time out in this same inning, had a single and scored a run. And he's going to put one ground ball.
And he booted it. And two runs are going to score.
Trip bowling in second
base. Attaboy, Ruben.
Trip bowling in second base bobbles the ball. And that's going to allow two runs to score. Because after the bobble, he kind of pounds his mitt in frustration instead of getting the throw over to home. And now that's going to make it, I believe, 10-4 in favor of the Burton Panthers, as they have exploded here for a 7-run top of the third inning.
That's great base running by Ruben, though.
Beautiful. You know, just keep your head on a swivel, saw the body language from second baseman Trip Bowling, and said, this is my chance, I'm getting another run, and does just that, makes it a double-digit score.
Come on, Martin, we don't stop here, buddy, keep hitting.
10-4 in favor of the Panthers here, and a swing and a miss there by Braden Martin is going to even up the count 2-2 with two outs. That almost cleared the bases, now we only have a runner on first.
Attaboy. Can do this, Martin. Come on now.
And a swing and a miss there by Martin is going to make it 1-2 now.
You're all right, big boy. It only takes one.
Martin looking to add to the damage here for the Panthers. 1-2 pitch. There it is, right down the third base line.
Fair ball.
Can he beat the throw to first?
Nope.
Not exactly. That's going to be the third out of the inning and retire this side, but not before the Burton Panthers were able to put up 7 runs in the top of the third inning And after relinquishing the lead 4-3, they take it back in emphatic fashion. 10-4, Panthers. And we'll be back with the bottom of the third inning after the word from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
All right, as we come back here to Bastrop for the regional, the two-way regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs, the Panthers have just exploded for a 7-run top of the third inning and reclaim their lead 10-4.
Now my buddy Tyler has to hear. He has to bow up. We need a 3-up, 3-down inning right here, guys.
And you're totally right, Daryl. For as good as we've seen the bats for the Panthers, we haven't seen Tyler's best game yet.
No.
And right on track, Daryl usually gets what he wants, a strike to start things off.
I'm sure Coach Taylor challenged him a little bit in the dugout. It's time for you to man up right here, big boy.
I couldn't agree more. Next pitch is going to be fouled right, and Tyler Witt's going to get ahead of the count, 0-2. Good start here. Getting right back on track. This is more of what we have come to expect from Tyler Witt.
Now he needs to get this breaking ball over. If he can find his breaking ball, it's lights out.
And up high, 1-2. But you hear some of the Burton crowd thinking maybe that did catch the strike zone, but umpire says not close enough. 1-2, and a swing and a miss as Tripp Bowling goes reaching for one outside the zone there. Tyler Witt confused him with a breaking ball, gets him to chase, and that's a strikeout for Tyler Witt and brings up Udi Manzano with one out.
All right, boys, here we go.
And Udi Manzano, his last time out, was hit by pitch and scored a run. And he's going to foul the first one right side, well over the fence, 0-1.
Hey, 0-1,
swing and a miss by Tyler Witt. A swing and a miss by Udi Manzano, strikeout for Tyler Witt.
Find it, big boy, right here. Snap one off really
now,
good.
0-2 for Tyler Witt on Udi Manzano. Great opportunity to get another strikeout. And he's going to put it outside of the strike zone.
Got to stay down back there, Braden. You might have took one from him there.
As you can hear there, Daryl definitely thought that one was in the strike zone, but the body language from the catcher, Martin, may have led the umpire to believe that it was outside, so 1-2. And that one inside on Manzano, 2-2.
Come on, Tyler, right here. Finish him off, buddy.
Left it a little high, too, so 2-2 count now to Manzano. Here it is, and this one gets away from Tyler Witt. You can see him on the mound. He's rubbing his hand on his pants because he maybe just some sweaty palms there as that one clearly slipped out of his hand. So full count here to Manzano, and he's going to rip one to the shortstop position.
Biggs picks it up.
And throws it over to first base, and Eli Yeager routine play. That's going to make it two outs. Great job there by Ryder Biggs to keep his cool, put an accurate throw to first base, and that's going to be two outs here quickly in the bottom of the third with the Burton Panthers leading 10 runs to 4.
Hats off to Tyler, too, to come back and throw that strike.
And that's going to bring up Udi Manzano's brother, Yandel Manzano.
Hey, one more time, boys. Let's get off here. 1, 2, 3. Attaboy.
Yandel Manzano reached on an error in the second inning, his last time out, and takes two for a ball in a row there by from Tyler Witt, 2-0.
Hey, you find it, Tyler. Come on, right here at him.
So with two outs, 2-0 pitch. That one up high this time, 3-0 for Tyler Witt, and Tyler Witt just needs to settle in and get a strike on the board here. Manzano probably going to take whatever he gives him here, and it's going to be in the strike zone. Good job. Tyler Witt does his job, puts it over the plate, 3-1.
Come on back with that right there.
So 3-1, and again catches the strike zone, this time on the lower part of the strike zone over the plate. Good job to fill up the count, battling back from a 3-0 count. Now Manzano is going to have a decision to make here. 3-2 with two outs. And Manzano's going to step off, but step right back in, clearly just trying to disrupt the rhythm from Tyler Witt. But Tyler Witt's going to shake it off, and here comes the pitch. And this one's going to be a chopper. Tyler Witt's going to let it go foul.
Hey, just keep pumping them strikes in there, buddy. Let's get one right here.
Full count, and it's going to be a rip line drive into right field. It's going might get to the wall on a couple of bounces. Center fielder Ruben Rodriguez comes up, picks it up. Tosta misses the cutoff catch, but it gets to Ryder Biggs, but not before Yandel Manzano is able to get to second base with a double here for the Flatonia Bulldogs. That's a two-out double for Yandel Manzano. And up comes the left-handed batter, Diego Ramirez, for the Bulldogs.
Hey, we got two. Let's get it out here, boys.
So after the double, here's Ramirez. First pitch from Witt, going to be fouled left side. 0-1.
Go get him, Tyler. Where you got a bow up here? We need a strikeout.
So with the 0-1 count, here's a pitch from Witt.
Attaboy.
And a great pitch there. Knee high on that outside corner with a fastball, 0-2. Beautiful fastball there from Tyler Witt there, Darryl.
One more time right here, Tyler.
And he's one strike to get out of this inning. Did allow a double, but can get out of it with one strike. And this one's going to stay outside on him on the curveball, 1-2. Curveball that did not curve there, Darryl.
He's just not snapping his wrist enough. You're all right, big boy. Finish him off here.
He's going to be looking to shake this off here. Looks back to second base. Winds up. Here's the pitch, 1-2. That one get fouled back as Ramirez stays alive in the count. And Ramirez, his last time out, did single, so he has shown an ability to get on base. Tyler Witt going to do everything in his power to prevent that from happening and get out of this inning.
One good breaking ball right here, Tyler.
Here's a 1-2
that
pitch.
Boy!
And that's going to catch that upper outside corner of the strike zone beautifully. That's going to get some jeers from the Flatonia crowd, but a bunch of cheers from the Burton crowd, and that's going to retire the side, keeping the Bulldogs scoreless in the bottom of the third and preserving the Panthers' 10-4 lead. We'll be back with the top of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Diamond and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Diamond and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Diamond and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
And as you hear the cheers as soon as we come back, that's because in the top of the fourth inning to lead things off, Brady Griffin has just put a beauty of a ground ball right down the third base line that stays fair into left field, and that's going to be a leadoff single for Brady Griffin. And still on the mound is Henry Vitzek.
Thank you. Come on, Houston.
So now Brady Griffin on first. Up comes Houston Hody, right-handed batter for the Panthers to bat. And Hody, his last time out, was hit by pitch.
Let's go, Houston, right
first
here.
First one outside, 1-0. And Darryl, you might find this interesting. Last two times out, Houston Hody's been hit by pitch.
Hey, I'll take the trifecta.
Yes, sir.
Or whether
1-0, and he's going to put a ground ball right to shortstop. Is he going to beat the throw? No, as the one hopper gets to Udi Manzano in first base in time. Houston Hody's going to get thrown out at first, but the runner will advance to second. And that puts one out on the board and a runner in scoring position for Isaac Modis up to bat.
That's a really nice play, backhand play by the shortstop, and he gave that long hop to first. Come on, Isaac. Give me another hit, buddy. Score, Brady.
So after the fielder's choice, this one's going to be a wild pitch, and to third base is going to get Brady Griffin on that. And that one was nowhere near the catcher. No chance for him to get in front of it. So we'll go ahead and put that one on the pitcher.
Yeah, definitely wild pitch. Come on, Isaac.
So now runner on third is Brady Griffin. Isaac Modis at the plate.
Hey, infield's in, Isaac. All you do is drive it back up the middle again.
And we've already seen them do that today as he has a walk and a single today, an RBI single at that.
Be a good time to get another one.
Also scored a run in that monstrous bottom of the third inning, top of the third inning. 2-0 pitch here to Modis, and he's going to put a short chopper to the third baseman, who flips it over to Udi Manzano accurately for the second out of the inning.
All right, Tyler. Hey, you got a clutch here. We don't want to leave that runner there.
Third baseman took a peek over at Brady Griffin on third, but said, let me make the safe play, flips over to first base, puts two outs on the board. Let's see if Tyler Witt can make him pay here. back to the top of the lineup with Tyler Witt. His last time out had a single.
Attaboy. Make him come to you.
And Tyler Witt on a bit of a hitting streak here. Has three singles in a row, Darryl.
Attaboy, let's make it four.
And a swing and a miss there by Tyler Witt. It's going to make it 1-1.
Too long, Cat, too long. Charting his swing up.
And look at Coach. So Coach Thaler is pointing into right field as there's a huge gap in between center field and right fielder. Next pitch is going to be outside, 2-1.
He preaches that a lot to him when you have a slow pitcher, to keep the hands back and take it to the opposite field.
2-1, this was going to be down the third base line, but goes barely foul.
Get in the front of that box with
so
way
two,
out
two
in
now.
Front.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the inning. We're in the top of the fourth with the Burton Panthers leading 10 runs to 4. And Tyler Witt looking to put another run up and continue his hit streak. He's got three singles in a row in this game.
That'll make it four.
Four singles for Tyler Witt. And this one, an RBI single as Brady Griffin comes to score from third base.
That was huge, buddy.
Huge. That's going to make it now 11 runs for the Burton Panthers to the Bulldogs, 4 runs. So 11-4 here, and that brings up Logan Tosta.
Tosta's due. You reckon you're going to see Tyler running?
I'm sorry?
Is Tyler going to steal here?
With two outs, it's definitely something that we've seen Thaler do before. He's an aggressive coach, so it would not surprise me at all, Darryl.
Especially with the slow pitching.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't want to take no chance of with the lead you have. You don't want to take no chance of something happening to Tyler.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't want an awkward slide or something.
Boot it.
That one's going to get under the leg of the...
Ooh.
Oh, and Tyler Witt's going to get caught in a rundown situation. He's running, getting back, trying to get back to second.
Safe.
And he's going to drop the ball on the throw to second, and Tyler Witt in a rundown situation is going to slide safe back to second base. Ooh. Kind of overextended him there trying to get to... overextended himself there trying to get to third, but no harm, no foul. Gets back to second base in a very close play. The throw was in time, but the ball was dropped by Trip Bowling, his second error. And that's going to make it, that's going to keep it 11 runs to 4, two outs on the board, puts Tosta on first on the fielder's choice.
Hi, little Biggs.
And up comes Ryder Biggs.
Big gap on that right side.
And this was going to be a high chopper that gets past Ramirez. But Ramirez is going to run into Tyler Witt. Umpire, I think, is going to say that he did not maintain control of the ball. And that's going to be bases loaded for the Burton Panthers with two outs. So for the third time this game, the Burton Panthers have bases loaded.
And Ruben up again.
And
Ruben is due.
And we'll go ahead and put that down as an error for the Bulldogs. Third baseman Ramirez there. And that's the fifth error of the game for the Bulldogs.
Come on, Ruben. Bust this thing wide open. Don't be chasing.
So 1-0 here to Ryder Biggs on the pitch outside. Two outs. Base is loaded. Here's the second pitch.
Down
that
low.
One's going to be down low, 2-0.
Way ahead here now, Ruben. If he comes fat, we need a gap here.
And a swing and a miss there by Ryder Biggs. He didn't listen to you on that one, Darryl. Reach for one there.
pulling his head out. He got to keep the head down in there. Drive it.
So that's 2-1 now to Ryder Biggs. Here's the pitch. And he's going to get a hold of this one, but just a little early on it, far deep in the left field territory. Foul territory, trying to make a hustle play, was the left fielder, Leandel Manzano, for the Bulldogs, but not going to get there in time. So that one's going to fall harmlessly into foul territory. 2-2 now to Ryder Biggs.
Come on, Ruben. We need a base hit here, buddy.
Oh. We got Ruben Rodriguez at bat. I apologize, as Ryder Biggs actually got on just recently. He's at first base. So here's Ruben Rodriguez, 2-2. And this is going to be fouled back into the bleachers. Goes right in between the two home side bleachers harmlessly. No harm, no foul there. Or no harm on the foul.
My son-in-law needed to make a better catch there. Almost caught my grandbaby. Come on, Ruben.
Oh, that is the old grandbaby right there, sitting right between the two bleachers. The 2-2 count here to Rodriguez. And fouled up, trying to make a play, is the catcher, and he's going to do just that to retire the side. Only one run scored there for the Burton Panthers with bases loaded, but they'll take it with two outs. That's 11-4 now in favor of the Panthers. We'll be back with the bottom of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, as we come back for the bottom of the fourth inning, it's the Burton Panthers leading the Flatonia Bulldogs 11-4. And here comes Tyler Witt looking to add on a strong night. And
leading up, number 6, Blake Kessler.
And up to bat for the Flatonia Bulldogs is going to be Blake Kessler, number 6, right-handed batter. First batter of the inning for the righty, Tyler Witt. First pitch, it's going to be left upstairs, 1-0.
Let's go, Tyler. Let's have a quick inning right here one time.
And
go.
This was going to be a high fly ball in a shallow right field.
Attaboy, Brady.
And there's going to be Brady Griffin to make the play. First out of the inning on the second pitch.
Batting next, number 4, Jason Perez.
This is number 9 batter, and then they're at the top, right?
Yes, sir. 8-9-1 in the order here to start things off. 8 down already. Here's 9, and that's
that
number
boy.
4, Kaysen Perez. He's going to take the first one up high for a ball, 1-0.
He's not giving anything at the numbers today.
No, and you can hear the Burton crowd. They think so, too.
Attaboy.
And that one's going to catch that knee-high outside corner, but... You know, Tyler Witt at this point has to know that and needs to pitch to the tendencies of the umpire. Just leave the pitch low. Low in the strike zone and you'll be all right. 1-1, here it is. And that one's going to be right down the first base line but goes foul. 1-2.
Now you finish him off here, buddy.
So 1-2 pitch here to Cason Perez. Here's a pitch from Tyler Witt,
yes,
and a
sir.
Breaking ball that catches that inside corner beautifully from Tyler Witt on a breaking ball. Gotta love that pitch that he has. Freezes the batter for a strikeout, and that's two outs on the board, and up comes Zimmerman at the top of the order for the Bulldogs. First pitch outside for Witt. 1-0.
A little frustrated with himself for not having it closer to that outside corner.
Swing and a miss there by Perez makes it 1-1. Great breaking ball again by Tyler Witt. This time over the plate. 1-1. Here it is from Witt. That one outside. 2-1.
This young man can hit. Just gotta find him to hit it at somebody.
2-1. Here it is. That's and a swing and a miss there by Cason Perez on the breaking ball by Tyler Witt.
Hey, so win this battle one time. Tyler.
2-2. All he needs is one more strike to get a strikeout here on Perez. Or, I'm sorry, on Zimmerman. Again. Got back to the top of the lineup, and that's Zimmerman. So, full count now to Zimmerman. Already struck out Perez. Now, can he do it to Zimmerman? 3-2.
Yes, sir!
Swing and a miss does exactly that. Tyler Witt with a fast ball on the upper outside corner. And that's going to retire the side for the bottom of this fifth inning, of this fourth inning, and we'll be back with the top of the fifth after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
As we come back here to Bastrop for this regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs, we're getting ready here for the top of the fifth inning with the Burton Panthers leading 11 runs to 4 and Eli Yeager getting ready to lead things off. Still on the mound is Henry Vincic. Believe the Bulldogs may be a little thin in the bullpen right now.
Come on, Eli.
So let 11-4. Here's Eli Yeager to lead things off. He's going to put a fly ball into shallow center field. Targosh is sprinting up to get it, but called off by the shortstop, Kessler, and he's going to get it for the first out of the inning on the fly ball. So up comes Braden Martin for the Panthers, right-handed batter against the righty Vincic.
We'll be satisfied here, boys. Let's go.
And good one there from Vincic. Catches that knee-high outside corner for a 0-1 count. And you can hear Darryl there. He wants the Burton Panthers to step on the gas here and call this one a night early. So 1-1 now. Hoping for a little 10-run rule there, Darryl?
It would be sweet.
I couldn't agree more. So now 1-1. And Braden Martin's going to rip one down the third baseline. A bouncer that hits the third baseman in the chest and gets past the first baseman, Udi Manzano. But Martin bumps into the umpire, but not enough interference before to not allow him to get to second base. But you got to think, if he didn't bounce into that umpire, maybe he would have been able to get over into third base on that one. But nonetheless, puts Braden Martin at second base, and he's going to get a courtesy runner. It's number 21. So, courtesy runner number 21 for the Panthers is going to be Coy Gurka again, freshman for the Panthers.
All right, Brady, come on now.
And up comes the senior, Brady Griffin, right-handed batter for the Panthers. Here's a pitch, and this is going to be popped up into the stands, and it's going to clear the stands. Foul ball, 0-1.
Don't reach for it, Brady. Keep them hands back and drive it.
So with one out and a runner in scoring position, here's Brady Griffin. He's going to put a chopper that goes to third base. Third baseman going to make the throw. And again, it's
come on
target. And that's going to score another run as around comes Coy Gurka, courtesy runner for Brady Griffin. Or courtesy runner for Braden Martin as Brady Griffin is over on second base. That's an...
Another E5
there for the Bulldogs.
That's and up to seven errors.
Took the words right out of my mouth. That's seven errors for the Bulldogs now.
And they're making a change at third.
Looks like we might be on to something there with the most errors usually loses you the game, but I think that goes without saying.
Let's see, who did he put in at third?
I will let you know here in a second. Got the old binoculars with me today. Still having a conference at the mound, so we'll let them finish up there. And coming out to third base is going to be...
Now coach is going to make another pitching change.
Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of a longer conference on the mound here. While they have that conference on the mound, we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, They specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero ArborCare today for the health of your trees and property.
As we come back here, we've had another pitching change for the Bulldogs. They're now at their fourth pitcher of the game, and that's going to be Kessler, who was just the shortstop for the Bulldogs. And we're going to get some moving around here in the positions. Udi Manzano is going to go from first base to third base. Out comes Kutosh off the bench to play shortstop. Trip Bowling is going to stay at second base. Going to first base is going to be Henry Vincic back to his original position. And other than that, everybody's going to stay where they were.
Got Houston Hody up the bat.
And here's Kessler. Hody's going to get a hold of that one, but just a soft, shallow fly ball to the third baseman. Udi Manzano collects that one for the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Isaac Modis. Modis with a good opportunity here, has a runner in scoring position. That's Brady Griffin over in second base.
Come on, Isaac. They're giving you a lot of room in between first and second, buddy.
And Isaac Modis, last time out, did have a single. He's going to get a chance to outrun this throw. The throw from shortstop is on time, and that's going to retire the side on the throw from Kutosh to first baseman Henry Vincic. So that's going to be, but not before the Burton Panthers are able to score another run. And now that's 12 runs to 4 for the Burton Panthers. And with that lead, they're going to go into the bottom of the fifth with a huge cushion. And we'll be back with the bottom of the fifth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers and their quest for state.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
All right, as we come back here for the bottom of the fifth inning, it's the Burton Panthers extending their lead 12 runs to 4 with one run in the top of this inning. And to lead things off for the Bulldogs is going to be Titan Targosh, number 10 right-handed batter for the Bulldogs. And still on the mound is Tyler Witt, looking to end things here. Looking to get a quick inning out of Tyler Witt here. We still haven't seen his best stuff. We know he's capable of more, but he has been solid here in the last couple of innings. And first one's going to be a breaking ball that stays upstairs on him, 1-0.
Go get him, Tyler.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. And this is going to be fouled right side. Trying to make a hustle play as Eli Yeager at first, but it's going to be too far out of his reach. 1-1.
He got inside on him. Nice pitch.
And out comes Martin. Something he saw there that he wants to tell Witt about. He's going to have a little conference on the mound.
I think they must have got a little crossed up on the sign.
Yeah, maybe a little miscommunication. Just getting back on the same page. routine stuff here. And after getting back on the same page, Martin's going to head back to his catcher position. Witt back to the mound. Targosh is going to be allowed to step back into the box here. And we'll continue the at-bat, 1-1. 1-1 pitch by Witt. Going to be outside of the strike zone, 2-1.
It's a good pitch. Attaboy, Tyler.
So now 2-1, Tyler Witt to Targosh. And this is going to be a ground ball right between third baseman Hody and shortstop Ryder Biggs. Honestly, a great hit there by Targosh. Plenty of power, grounder into left field. And Targosh is a player that can do it on the mound after throwing 114 pitches yesterday and gets another hit in this ballgame, leadoff single here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
All right, just work on getting outs, boys. Just need an out.
So that's going to bring up number 12, Henry Vincic, for the Bulldogs. Right-handed batter against the righty Witt. First pitch here is going to be up and away as Martin pops up to try to pick off Targosh at first base, but holds on to it as Targosh gets back in time. That's going to be 1-0.
Go get him, Witt.
So 1-0 count here to Henry Vincic. Tyler Witt loads up. Here's the pitch. And that one is going to get the strike zone on the bottom part on the, it looks like, knee-high outside corner with a fastball. Tyler Witt gets a strike, 1-1. Here's 1-1 pitch from Tyler Witt. It's going to bounce over his head to shortstop Ryder Biggs, who makes the throw to first, and Eli Yeager fully extended gets the scoop on the one hopper, and that's going to make it one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning to the Bulldogs. Great job by the Burton Panthers to take the play that the offense gives you, make a good defensive throw. Ryder Biggs does just that with an accurate throw. Could have been a little closer to the plate, but I'll tell you what, Yeager made him look plenty good with that scoop.
Yep. Great play by Yeager.
Tyler Witt stares down second base, winds up. Here's the pitch. And first pitch going to be fouled right side, 0-1. And Trip Bowling, we haven't seen what we saw yesterday from him. He was a very, very strong batter yesterday with a triple and a couple of singles. But so far today, not the same impact. And he fouls one off, 0-1.
We don't want to see that neither. Attaboy.
And that one, a breaking ball that's going to dip underneath the strike zone, 1-1. We don't want to see what there, Daryl.
Let him get any hits.
Yeah, that's for sure. Like you said, no time to take your foot off the gas, right?
No. You put him away right here.
And that one's going to be underneath the strike zone again, 2-1.
Got a battle here, Tyler. Let's go, buddy.
Tyler has been doing that all night, not giving up on any at-bats, fighting back in all kinds of counts. He finds himself slightly behind 2-1 here against Trip Bowling. And this is going to be fouled right, and that's going to even it up, 2-2. And we got a car alarm as that one went into the parking lot. And
let's go to here. Tyler, finish it.
That's going to stand up some of the crowd here.
Everybody checking their keys.
Everybody making sure that's not them. But back to the at-bat. 2-2 here. Tyler Witt to Trip Bowling. And that one going to miss that knee-high outside corner. The Burton crowd definitely thought it caught that corner, but the umpire says not close enough. And that's going to fill up the count, 3-2. Been a lively crowd here tonight. Plenty of cheers, plenty of jeers, no lack of emotion and action, that's for sure.
Play all baseball, big boy.
It's exactly what it feels like. Full count, Trip Bowling, and that one's going to be fouled right side as Trip Bowling stays alive in the count. And that's something that this crowd on both sides has done an amazing job of, is keeping things professional, but also creating a tremendous playoff atmosphere here in Bastrop. Not an empty seat in the house. Plenty of supporters on both sides, and they've been rewarded with an exciting game. This one's going to be a line drive right over the head of Ryder Biggs, and that was going to fall into center field. And up comes Ruben Rodriguez to cut it off and make the throw to Ryder Biggs to hold Targosh at second base. And I hate to say it, but it might have been a little bit of an announcer's curse by me there, as I had just mentioned Trip Bowling not having a huge impact on today's game. And just like that, rips a line drive into center field and advances Titan Targosh over to third base with a single. And up comes Udi Manzano. Big number 20 for the Bulldogs.
Little Biggs didn't miss that line drive by much.
Yeah. Can't see from back here, but it definitely feels like that may have grazed the top of his glove as it went over him. He was fully outstretched, jumping up high, trying to get it, but
that would have been a double play there.
Needed another inch, maybe even just another centimeter to make it that double play there. First pitch to Manzano is going to be 0-1 with some protest from the Flatonia crowd.
Come on, Little Biggs, roll over a double play here.
Tyler Witt steps off, attempts the pickoff at first, but nope, keeps it in his hand, just fakes the pickoff attempt, and that's going to be 0-1. So now back to the at-bat to Udi Manzano, 0-1 with one out, runners on the corners. Big right-handed batter Manzano, and he's going to take it down low for a ball, 1-1.
Got one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Runners on first and third. We need a double play ball here.
That would be a tremendous punctuation to this bottom of the fifth inning here.
Come on, Tyler.
Tyler Witt's going to put this one outside, 2-1, low and away. Here's the pitch.
Nice job.
That's a swing and a miss there by Udi Manzano, and a beautiful breaking ball by Tyler Witt that fools Manzano for a 2-2 count.
Come on, Tyler.
Let's see if Tyler Witt can freeze him with something again here. 2-2. He's going to take a peek over at first base.
Pick him off.
Loads up. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball is going to stay upstairs on him. Fills up the count.
Come on, Levin. Right here.
And just as Darryl is calling for something, so is this crowd. They want to see something here from Tyler Witt. A big strikeout. Full count. And he's going to leave it upstairs, float up the bases. So now with bases loaded, after the walk from Tyler Witt, out comes Martin to have a chat with him.
Thaler's coming.
So is Coach Thaler. And you can't blame Coach Thaler coming out and having to talk with Tyler Witt. We've seen tremendous stuff from Tyler Witt all year. And it, for lack of a better word, it just doesn't seem like he's been on top of his game tonight.
He's usually getting that breaking ball over. Tonight, he just doesn't have the feel for it. So he's having to go mostly fastballs, and just not feeling it. But hey, 12-4 lead. We just need to get out, throw strikes.
Yeah, and Thaler not looking like he's going to take the ball out of his hand here. Just having a conversation with Witt and the infield here. You can see him moving his hands.
Yeah.
He is moving his hands a bunch, communicating in a very animated fashion, if you would, with his team, just trying to make his point clear that, and I think it could be something along the lines of, hey, we're up 12-4.
Just getting out.
Two runs away from a run rule. It is a great opportunity to get out of this inning and step on the gas, and let's go home and get ready for tomorrow. Let's see if Tyler Witt is able to take advantage of what his coach is telling him and put those words into effect. And on his very next pitch, he's going to leave it up up in the, up over the strike zone 1-0.
Hey, you're all right, Levin. Come on now. That was a good pitch.
So with the 1-0 count, here's the next pitch. That one's going to catch that knee-high outside corner. And you did mention earlier, Daryl, that this strike zone seems like it's a little low for the umpire. And Tyler Witt just has to pitch to those tendencies. He knows that it's been happening all night. He's got to keep that pitch low.
And right there, Ruben.
High drive.
Get it in.
And Ruben Rodriguez is going to throw it home to prevent a run from coming in with bases loaded. The runner not able to tag up and come home. That's two outs on the board for the Burton Panthers. And with bases loaded, they're one out away from leaving them stranded. Great read there by Ruben Rodriguez.
Because that was kind of dying, dying little old quail out there, and he ran it, and winds kind of slowed down a little bit.
Definitely. That's one that could have fallen in a shallow center field, but Ruben Rodriguez was
attaboy.
Oh, that's going to be a beautiful strike on the fastball by Witt. But as I was just saying, Ruben Rodriguez cheating forward a little bit, playing in on the outfield, and that allowed him to get on top of playing forward, he had a great jump to get on that ball and prevents a run from coming in.
Yeah, he read that very well.
Beautifully. And next one's going to be fouled off by Cullen Kutosh, who just came in at shortstop. We saw him pitch yesterday.
Find that curveball right here one time, Tyler. Snap this, baby.
So now Tyler Witt finds himself very far ahead of the count, 0-2. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And this one's going to be a chopper down the third baseline. It's going to be foul.
He finally got one to break like he wanted, and he barely fouled this one off.
And you can see he's pleased with that pitch. He's getting back in the zone here. But Kutosh does make contact, fouls it left side, and that's going to keep him alive, 0-2 in the count. 0-2, two outs, bases loaded. Tyler Witt needs one more strike to get out of this inning. And again, Kutosh is going to foul it out to stay alive.
All right, buddy, he's set up right here. And snap one more.
Yeah, with bases loaded, you got to imagine Tyler Witt is really wanting to get out of this one. He just needs one more strike. Hasn't allowed a run yet. With bases loaded, that is a great situation. Let's see if he can strand him here. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and fouled off again by Kutosh. And I'll tell you what, Kutosh is making him earn every bit of this. If Tyler Witt's going to put it over the plate, Kutosh is going to be swinging. And he did just that on that one to stay alive. Fouls it right side, though. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And this one over the plate, but umpire says too high. 1-2. As Daryl shakes his head. And so do many of the spectators in the Burton crowd.
I will give him credit. He's consistent.
That's for sure.
That up,
1-2. Tyler Witt gets it on the very next pitch. Swing and a miss by Kutosh. That's going to retire the side. Leaves the bases loaded. All stranded out there on the bases. And that's going to be 12-4. Stays the lead for the Burton Panthers. And we'll be back with the top of the sixth inning with the Burton Panthers leading by 8 runs, needing 2 runs to end this ball game. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, as we come back, it's time for the top of the sixth inning with the Burton Panthers leading 12 runs to 4 in what has been an offensive showcase for the Panthers. And we're back to the top of the order with Tyler Witt. And first one's going to be a strike knee-high on that outside corner by Kessler, the new pitcher for the Bulldogs, finished off the previous inning. And Kessler is going to miss the strike zone down low with this one. 1-1.
Come on, 11.
And I believe Tyler Witt still on a 4 at-bat hitting streak, correct?
Got it.
4 singles in a row. Next one, down low and out and inside, 2-1. Tyler Witt looking to continue a stellar night at the plate. And this is going to be a short chop.
And it goes through his legs.
And it's going to go right through the legs of the second baseman, Tripp Bowling. And you know what, Daryl? When luck is on your side, it tends to be on your side all night long. And that one's going to be a nice bounce for Tyler Witt as he's able to get to first base on the error by the second baseman. And his on-base percentage stays perfect.
E4. Come on, little tosser. We need.
So here's Logan Tosta, right-handed batter for the Panthers. And he represents the run that could give the Panthers a 10-run rule here. Knee-high outside corner. That's going to be a strike, 0-1, as he watches it go by.
Got a little report while ago that there's lightning in the area. There's a base
and that's going to be
right to second
baseman. He makes the play this time. Just Tripp Bowling picks up the chopper right to him and flips it to first base, and that's going to put the first out on the board, but advances Tyler Witt to second base. And you just mentioned lightning, and I'm going to go ahead and knock on wood because we need that to stay away just for a little while longer. Us to get this game over with the lead that we have. Here's Ryder Biggs. He's going to take the first one outside for a ball.
Trade places with him, Biggs. Come on now. Breeze just picked up.
And Daryl talking about Tyler Witt in second base, wanting Biggs to switch places with him. Maybe drive him in here. Takes the swing and a miss on the next one, 1-1.
Biggs got a big gap in the left center and right center. Pick either one you want, little cat.
And you know Ryder Biggs is going to want to make Daryl proud on this one. 1-1. Here's the pitch. And that one's going to be outside. 2-1. Good eye by Ryder Biggs there.
Come on, Ryder.
And he's going to pop this one up into the infield. Up comes the first baseman, Vincic. He's tracking it, and he's going to track it all the way into his glove. Two outs on the board now. And up comes Ruben Rodriguez. who time in and time out this year has been a clutch hitter.
Just a little bit more his speed, so don't be surprised if he don't connect here.
And Ruben's going to take this
baby.
One. Line drive right into right field. Around comes Tyler Witt. He's coming home. He's going to beat the throw.
Yes.
And he's going to score. 13 runs to 4 for the Burton Panthers. Beautiful base running by Tyler Witt. Needed every bit of that effort to get home. And he does just that, sliding in for the 13th run of the ball game for the Burton Panthers. But something that Coach Bruin did not like of Flatonia, but I don't think he's going to get the call here because that was a clean play at the plate.
Yeah, he could send it up here to New York, and I'd tell him he was safe. All right, Jaeger, right here, buddy, base hit.
That brings up Eli Jaeger, left-handed batter against the righty Kessler here. Runner on second, and it's going to be a pop-up into foul territory, but tracking it is the left fielder, and he's going to make a nice sliding catch in foul territory, and that's going to retire the side, but not before the Panthers were able to put up another run on the board with one run by Tyler Witt there. 13-4 as we go into the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
So after a night that saw Titan Targosh go over his limit of 110, tonight it's Tyler Witt going over his limit of 110 as he gets 111 pitches here today, and he's going to come out, and in comes Ruben Rodriguez. And Daryl, you'd know better than I do. Ruben Rodriguez, not usually the third pitcher here for the Panthers, is he?
Yeah, him and Biggs have been alternating as far as being that third guy. Ruben's going to come in and throw strikes. He got a little wrinkle, we need to get three outs. They got 8, 9, and 1 coming up. Just throw strikes.
Yeah, and after a short conference on the mound, we're going to break the huddle. And here's Ruben Rodriguez. Tyler Witt shifts over to shortstop. And out in center field is now going to be
Biggs.
Ryder Biggs.
That a boy.
And a great first pitch there. Gets in that lower end of the strike zone. 0-1. Oh, 1 fouled back. 0-2 now for Ruben Rodriguez. To number 6, Kessler of the Bulldogs. And Great job by Ruben Rodriguez getting ahead of this one, 0-2.
Do it, Ruben. Let's go, buddy.
Oh, 2 pitch. Ooh, up high for Ruben. Gets away from him there. 1-2, no harm, though.
You're all right, big boy. Throw strikes.
Here's a 1-2 pitch. Up high, fly
go
ball.
Get it, Tosta.
Out comes Tosta, hustling. He's tracking it. He's going to get it. One out up on the board for the Burton Panthers here in the bottom of the sixth. Up 13 runs to 4. And up comes Cason Perez, number 4, right-handed batter for the Bulldogs.
Number 9 batter in their order.
Bottom of the order here. We'll be back to the top after this batter. So we'll, at the very least, see Zimmerman again. He's on deck, and here is Perez. And a swing and a miss on a fastball by Ruben Rodriguez. Great pitch there. And, you know, something I noticed, Daryl, we have two pairs of brothers starting for the Bulldogs today. It's Cason and Zayden Perez, along with Udi and Manzano.
That a boy.
Great pitch there. As I'm interrupted by a fantastic pitch there by Ruben Rodriguez, but Yandel Manzano and Udi Manzano, also brothers.
Hey, brotherhood.
Yes, sir. That one came at birth, though, right? 0-2, here's the pitch. Up in the strike zone, 1-2 again for Ruben Rodriguez.
Not a bad spot, Ruben. Now you go get him. Yes, sir. Tag him.
Ooh, and looks like Braden Martin on that pitch got hit somewhere you never want to get hit. He's going to flip up his mask because he got hit for sure. We're going to give him a chance to recover here. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
As you come back here to Bastrop, thankfully Braden Martin was okay, and on the very next pitch, Ruben Rodriguez was able to strike out Perez, and now we're back to the top of the lineup with two straight balls by Ruben Rodriguez to Zimmerman. It's now 2-0 with two outs on the board. In the bottom of the sixth inning, the Panthers are leading 13-4 on the Bulldogs. This one's going to be up high. That's 3-0 on the count, and as Rodriguez finds himself behind. But he's done a good job. Faced two batters so far, retired both of them, one with the strikeout. Here comes the next pitch, and that one's going to be in the strike zone. Good job, Rodriguez, doing his job of putting it over the plate, 3-1.
Battle all the way back, buddy. No freebies.
Well, he needs one more strike to fill this count. Here's a pitch from Rodriguez. And this one's going to be popped up. And looks like it may be an out going out to... And it's going to be dropped in shortstop by Tyler Witt. And you could just see it on his face. He knew he could have ended it for his teammate Rodriguez there. Could have been a 3-up, 3-down inning for Rodriguez coming out to the mound, but that's all right. Mistakes are going to happen, and time to get it on this next one. It's Titan Targosh up to bat.
You're all right, Witt. Make a play right here for you, buddy.
So 1-0 on the count to Targosh. And Targosh has plenty of power, so Ruben Rodriguez is going to be looking to avoid that power with some good pitches here. And a breaking ball misses up high.
Find you one, Ruben. Here we go.
And a swing and a miss there by Targosh. 2-1. Ruben Rodriguez fooled him on the breaking ball there. Great job.
He definitely had a big hack at that one.
He definitely did. He wanted every bit of it, but Ruben Rodriguez was not having it. 2-1. Here's the pitch to Targosh. This is going to be fouled right side. Evens it up. 2-2. Ruben Rodriguez fights all the way back in this count to even it up at 2. And with two outs, only a runner on first, Ruben Rodriguez has a tremendous opportunity to end this inning and leave the Bulldogs with only three outs to make anything happen. Right now they're down to four outs. And the runner's going to go to second, and the throw is going to be a beauty from Brandon Martin.
Yeah,
he's going to catch Zimmerman trying to steal second, and what a rifle of a throw by Brandon Martin. As you see Titan Targosh come off frustrated, he thought he had a chance to get a hit with a 2-2 count, but instead Zimmerman gets sent by Coach Brune, gets caught stealing, and now the Bulldogs are going to be down to their last three outs to make anything happen in the bottom of the seventh inning. But first, it's going to be the top of the seventh inning with the Burton Panthers up to bat. We'll be back with that after a word from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
As you hear the music, it's a celebration here in Bastrop for all of the Burton faithful. Not quite yet, but with the top of the seventh inning coming up, the Burton Panthers are up 13 runs to 4 on the Flatonia Bulldogs. And they'll be looking to cause a little bit more damage before they face the Bulldogs in the bottom of the seventh. So far, it's been a hitting barrage for the Burton Panthers, but they have not done it on their own because the Bulldogs have gave them plenty of help on their end with 8 errors on their side.
8 errors. Heavy on the 8.
That,
we got Braden Martin, Brady Griffin, and Houston Hody coming up. 6, 7, and 8.
So back to the bottom of the rotation here. Let's see what they can do.
A new pitcher up there too, number 11.
Yeah, it's the playoffs, so I don't think Taylor's going to give some of the reserves a chance here, is he?
No, I'm saying new pitcher for...
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Who is number 11 for them?
Number 11 for them is going to be... Oh, I don't see an 11. Oh, he's Yandel Manzano. And as we get started here, we're letting Manzano get warmed up because it's a pitching change, another pitching change for the Bulldogs. Manzano on the mound. That's Yandel Manzano, not Udy. And he was previously in left field, so now they move him to pitcher to come in for Kessler. You got to think maybe Coach Bruin trying to save Kessler for tomorrow.
He's saving everybody that he's thrown tonight. He can bring back because...
I don't think they've had any more than 40 pitches.
No. So I think he can bring them all back if he wants to. We got to get three out, so we want to score about four more runs here, if not five.
Darryl not letting up with his request.
No, you never want to let somebody think that they have a chance.
Got to keep your foot on the gas, and that one's going to be a pitch well inside.
Come on, Martin. We need you on, buddy.
So now 1-0 to Braden Martin here. That's Yandel Manzano. So 2-0 count now to Braden Martin. Manzano's going to step off for a quick breather. Just trying to calm his nerves here. You can tell he's not one of their usual pitchers. And this one's going to be underneath the strike zone, 3-0 now.
Hey, we'll take a four-pitch walk here and get a base runner.
Great way to lead it off in the seventh, that's for sure. Here's a 3-0 pitch. And this one's going to be fouled right side, far over there. Ooh, that one almost got over the fence over there, about 300 feet out. It's just a little late on it.
Yep.
But that's going to be a 3-1 count now to Braden Martin. And some fantastic news for anybody living near Columbus. The Columbus softball team just won in extra innings, 2-1. And that is a huge win for them as they were down 1-0 in the series. So it looks like they'll be playing tomorrow, too.
That's a good deal. Columbus has a great program. And that's what softball is supposed to be.
And the pitch we missed there is going to fill it up 3-2 with a strike. And that one's going to be a low one in the dirt, well ahead of the catcher. And that's going to be a walk on the full count. And that's going to put Braden Martin over on first base. Up comes the senior, Brady Griffin.
All right, we're going to run for the catcher with...
Number 21, Coy Gurka again. I was quick on it that time.
Hey, you got it.
up comes Brady Griffin. And I tell you, I like that bat Brady's got. Nice orange there.
Yes, sir. Let's get a rip with that one.
Let's see. A little mention of the bat. Maybe put some magic into it. And that's going to be a wild pitch. That's going to get Coy Gurka over to second. Ooh, he's thinking about third, but he's going to get back to second. You saw him there trying to get to third, thinking about it, finally decided to get back to second. And probably the right decision there.
Oh, yeah. But I like the aggressive running right there. Gurka has played quite a bit of ball in his life, so that's a... That's a great tool when you can bring him off the bench to run the bases.
Yes, sir. I believe he was a Little League All-Star, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Little League All-Star Coy Gurka, yeah. Only a freshman, but he's played plenty of baseball, like
yes.
You mentioned. So good, smart decision there to stay at second.
Lots of speed, too.
2-0 count now to Griffin. And that one's going to be in the dirt, 3-0. We've only seen Manzano throw one strike so far.
Coach going out.
Yeah, coach saying maybe the wrong one here. Let me see if I can get somebody out. Yeah, I'm not sure I love what I saw there from Coach Bruin. A little dismissive of his pitcher there. No huddle, just takes the ball, tells him, get on back over there. I got somebody else coming in.
Oh, my.
What do you think of that, Daryl?
That is what I like to see, old school coaching. You throw strikes or you're done.
No time for feelings, right?
No.
And up, that's going to bring up now number one for the Bulldogs. That's going to be one of the Perez brothers. That's Zayden Perez. He was playing over in right field earlier, and now he comes in to pitch, and another positional player on the mound. We'll give him a chance to warm up, and we'll be back after a short break from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
My bad. All right, we come back here to Bastrop. It's the top of the seventh inning. And the Bulldogs just made another pitching change. That's Zayden Perez now on the mound. Goes from right field to the mound. Coach Bruin just not liking what he saw there from Manzano. Pulls him after, I believe, only about seven pitches. Gets him out of there. So with one out, out comes Perez here. And he's facing Houston Hody. Houston Hody's going to foul this one back 0-1.
Gurka trying to steal third on this foul ball. He might get away with it.
And that would be something. That would be something. Gurka gets over to third base now with a steal. And this one inside on Hody, 1-1.
Man, I really don't want to mark this in the book, but I guess they're going to give it to him, huh?
What, steal?
Yeah, on a foul ball.
Yeah, he took a steal.
You can't steal on a foul ball.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Well, silly me. I thought it was all right.
No.
Oh, no, it was a strike, wasn't it?
A foul ball.
Oh, a foul ball, huh? Yeah, I guess you're right. 1-2 here to Hody. He's going to foul this one back and hits the top of the press box here as we hear the thud from it. 1-2, he stays alive in the count here on Perez. And
maybe I'm dumb. I sure thought that was a foul ball.
Well, we don't know. Anything can happen, right? I thought it was a strike, but hey. 1-2 count here to Hody. And he's going to take that one in the upper outside corner of the strike zone. Watches it go by. He's going to get caught looking for a strikeout. Oh, that's going to put two outs on the board.
Come on, Isaac. Let's plate this run.
Still Coy Gurka on the third base after that, what we thought was controversial steal of third base. But nonetheless, there he is. And up high, foul ball. Here's Isaac Modis. And if Modis can make contact, he can outrun any throw.
Yes, sir. Come on, little Isaac. Base hit, buddy.
Here it is, 1-0. Here's pitch down in the dirt, 2-0.
You can do it 16. Come on, base hit.
So 2-0 count here to Modis. And if the Bulldogs can get another out here, they'll have three outs to try to make up for this 9-run deficit. And this one's going to be in the dirt again, 3-0. Modis just sitting back, watching the balls go by. They're nowhere near the strike zone, and let's see if he's going to take a walk here. 3-0, here it is. That's going to be exactly that. Wild pitch. Here comes Coy Gurkel. Coy Gurkel takes a stumble, and he's going to slide in for another run.
There's that 14th 10-run rule. We just got to get three outs.
Well, at this point, it's the seventh inning, so we've got to get three outs anyway.
Absolutely. But I'll take that 10-run to make them. Well, all right, number seven is going to run for Isaac.
Yeah, will that be number seven? Number seven for the Panthers running for Isaac Modis is going to be Mark Odom.
The other senior.
The second senior on the team gets some playing time here in the playoffs.
Attaboy.
Congratulations, Mark Odom. He's out there on first base. Let's see if Coach sends him for a steal. That one's going to be a fly ball right field. It's got legs, but not enough. It's going to stay inside, and making the play is the right fielder for the Bulldogs. That's number four for the Bulldogs, and number four on the Bulldogs is going to be Kaysen Perez. So off the pitch of his brother Zayden Perez, Kaysen Perez makes the catch over in right field, and that's going to retire the side, but not before the Burton Panthers have scored another run here in the top of the seventh inning, making it a 14-4 ball game. And with that, the Burton Panthers have scored in every inning except the second in this ball game, and the second was a scoreless inning right before their 7-run inning where they left the bases loaded. So a hitting barrage here from the Burton Panthers. A 14-4 ball game in favor of the Panthers. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods and Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods and Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
All right, back here to Bastrop as we just finished the top of the seventh inning. It's time for the bottom of the seventh with the Bulldogs up to lead off, and it's a 14-4 ball game in favor of the Panthers with a 10-run lead. And here is Titan Targosh of the Bulldogs, number 10 right-handed batter.
He was up in the last inning when Zimmerman got thrown out.
Ooh. And Ruben Rodriguez is going to stick one right on his shoulder for a hit by a pitch. It's going to be a leadoff walk for Titan Targosh. And Ruben Rodriguez had one just get away from him there. Daryl smiling, maybe a...
Wind caught it.
The wind caught it. Okay.
So come on, boys.
Daryl, the wind caught it and went right into Titan Targosh for a hit by pitch. Lead off walk. Here is Henry Vincic. He's going to take the first one inside for a ball.
All right, Ruben. Come on, buddy.
So 1-0 here.
We need three outs, boys.
Three outs is the ball game. 2-0, this one outside and low. Ruben Rodriguez trying to get out of this inning. Got a runner on first, no outs yet. Three outs ends the ball game. Bulldogs down by 10. Ooh, and he's almost going to hit him with that one. Inside pitch, 3-0.
Come on, Ruben. Just throw strikes. Make them hit their way on.
And believe it or not, that's the Flatonia crowd, or the Flatonia dugout, chanting, wanting a walk here. They're going to get just that. That's going to put runners on first and second now with Tripp Bowling up to bat. And that 10-run rule that Darryl wanted is in jeopardy now. Runners on first and second and no outs, and a very strong batter in Tripp Bowling here. Singled his last time out.
That's me being selfish. I want three outs now.
Well, I can't blame you with the performance the Burton Panthers have had. You want to end on a strong note here.
You want to have all the momentum going in tomorrow. Atta boy. Come on now.
This one low again from Rodriguez, 1-0. That's five balls in a row from Rodriguez.
Fixing the pinch run for...
That's seven balls in a row from Rodriguez.
Courtesy runner number eight.
That's going to be Aguilon for the Bulldogs. One-oh count here. Tripp Bowling crowding the plate as far inside on the in the batter's box as you can. Here's the pitch, and that one in the strike zone. He's going to break that streak of balls. Great job. Ruben Rodriguez catches that knee-high inside corner, 1-1. Here it is. Swing and a miss there by Tripp Bowling. Great job by Ruben Rodriguez, but a little bit of concern here as Braden Martin again shooken up on the play as he takes one. Looks like it hit him in the thumb on that catching hand. And being a catcher, that's the last thing you want to see, right, Darryl?
Yeah, because that's going to hit you every time you catch one.
Yep. And he's had a tremendous performance. You know, we can call back to that beautiful rifle of a throw that he had to catch the runner at second trying to steal to end the previous inning. And out comes Coach Thaler, concerned for one of his truly promising players here.
He's a tough,
tough cookie. Braden Martin, catcher, sophomore for the Burton Panthers. And Darryl, I would say we could start going over all the hits in this game, but I feel like we don't have enough time for that as there's been quite enough hits. And as you see, Braden Martin gets up. They're going to be plenty of cheers here for the Burton Panther catcher.
Let's get this third strike.
Yeah, there's 1-2 count here to Tripp Bowling. Ruben Rodriguez getting set for one here. All right, 1-2. Ruben Rodriguez going to wind up. Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. This one trying to get him. Chase one low and outside. Tripp Bowling stays disciplined. Watches it go by, 2-2.
He wanted to swing right there. Come on, Ruben. Finish this one off.
Here's a 2-2 pitch. This one's going to be low from Ruben. Full count. So 3-2. Runners on first and second. Panthers up by 10 runs, 14-4. Looking for their first out in the bottom of the seventh. Full count here. Ruben Rodriguez pitching a Tripp Bowling.
Step on the bag.
A slow hopper over to third base. Houston Hody makes the play, picks it up, steps on the bag for the force out, and that's going to make put an out on the board and put runners on first and second now. Up to bat is going to be number one, Kaysen Perez. I apologize. That is Zayden Perez, the other Perez brother. Got two pairs of brothers on this team. It's the Manzanos and the Perezes. And a nice pitch there by Ruben Rodriguez. Knee-high inside corner with a breaking ball. 0-1. And the Flatonia dugout still plenty lively over there. They're not going to give up till the fat lady sings, I can guarantee that. And a swing and a miss there by Perez. 0-2. And with that pitch, I think she might be warming up the pipes.
Something Daryl would say, like she's sitting out there on that about in center field right now.
Well, I guess I'm learning a little bit from you, Daryl.
You are.
0-2 count. Here it is. Low and away from Rodriguez, trying to get him to trying to get Perez to chase one. That's going to make it 1-2.
Hey, go get him right at him.
Yeah, give him something to swing at here. Let's see what Rodriguez is going to do. He's going to look back at second briefly. Looks back at home. Winds up. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's going to be a strikeout as Perez goes down swinging. Beautiful pitch by Rodriguez there. And that's going to put two outs on the board and down 10 runs with Yandel Manzano up to bat. The Bulldogs are down to their last out of the game.
On a courtesy run.
That looks like it's going to be number, is it nine?
Yep.
That is going to be number nine for the Bulldogs. Number nine on the Bulldogs is Cade Geese. So Cade Geese on first. At home plate batting is going to be Yandel Manzano. And the runner in scoring position at second. Ooh, and trying to pick him off at second, almost does so. A little close for comfort there for the Bulldog fans, but I know Daryl would have loved that one.
That would have been a sweet way to end this baby. We might as well go on and get a K right here.
So that's where Aguilon is. Aguilon's at second, Geese at first, and batting is Manzano. And up high in the strike zone there by Rodriguez, 1-0.
Go, Ruben. Let's finish this thing, buddy.
1-0 pitch from Rodriguez. Throw to third on the steal. And he's going to be safe as Aguilon is able to steal third. But that should even up the count 1-1. One count, two outs on the board, runners on the corners. Ruben Rodriguez is going to get ready to deliver a pitch here. Here it is. Ooh, very close to hitting him on an inside pitch, and that's going to make it 2-1 for Rodriguez now. Runners on the corner are Aguilon at third, Geese at first.
Throw them strikes, Ruben. Come on, buddy. Attaboy.
And he does just that, giving Daryl exactly what he wants. Evens up the count at two with a nice strike there.
Let's finish this with a 10-run K.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and two runners on. Rodriguez needs one strike to end this ball game at a 10-run deficit and a 10-run win for the Panthers. Let's see if he's going to deliver. Manzano wants a little bit more time at the plate. He's going to step off. Take a quick timeout for the batter.
Come on, Ruben.
Ruben Rodriguez is going to get set again. Here it is. And this one's going to be a chopper to Ruben Rodriguez. He's going to grab it, flip it to first. That's going to be the ball game. And it's going to be exactly what the doctor ordered. A 10-run win for the Burton Panthers over the Flatonia Bulldogs after a 6-4 win yesterday. That evens up the series. And we got ourselves a game tomorrow, Saturday at 2. Stick around for the post game, but that's the ball game.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
All right, coming live from Bastrop for the post-game show, and it was exactly what the Burton Panthers and what Daryl asked for, because it is a 10-run win for the Burton Panthers after losing yesterday 6-4 in what was a bit of a pitcher's duel. Today we get a hitting barrage by the Burton Panthers that sees them winning by 10 runs, 14-4 against the Flatonia Bulldogs. And, Daryl, we got ourselves a 1-1 series and a game three.
You want it? We had to win this game, partner, in order to get to tomorrow. And the boys took care of business tonight. You always talk at the beginning of the game about errors. Well, Flatonia was, they were very Christmas-ish today. They gave a lot of gifts. I think ended up with 8 or 9 errors. You're not going to win many games with that and stuff. So our boys came out here. They scored early. Then they kind of had a little lax there, and but got it back together and had the big inning. Flatonia went through a lot of pitches, didn't burn any of them because he took the ball away pretty quick and stuff. My buddy Witt, He threw the ball good enough tonight. He wasn't his normal self as far as dominance, but he kept us in the game. And then Ruben came in and finished it. But a lot of great plays out there. We made most of the routine plays. I think we only had 2 errors. So, you know, I'll take that any night. That pretty clean game. We hit the ball good enough. We ran the bases extremely well. I was proud to see that. We put a lot of pressure on them. Ruben scoring for second on the errant throw. Little Gurkha coming around scoring. So you're getting runs from a lot of different people. Tomorrow, that's do or die game for both now, but you gotta like that you put in the Flatonia's mind that, look, unless one of our dudes steps up, it's gonna be another long day. I'm sure that Coach Taylor probably is gonna give the ball to Biggs tomorrow. I could be wrong. He might go back to, Ruben, but I would bet he's probably going to give it to Little Biggs tomorrow. But, hey, he's a gamer. And I like the way our boys took care of business tonight. And
no doubt.
It's going to be fun tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt, Daryl. I mean, they left no doubt out there. You know, we talked yesterday about the weight of bounce back. Yes, they lost in a close one yesterday, but it's all about how you bounce back. Focus only on the positive, and they did just that today. They gave the plays that they made the plays that the defense gave them, didn't make many errors on their end. And a couple cool stats here. They scored in every inning except the second, and they had the bases loaded in that inning. And 8 of 9 Burton batters scored a run today.
See, you got a team effort. Starts like we talked in the beginning of the game. There's no I in team in everything. A lot of happy fans down here tonight. Talked to Coach Taylor yesterday a little bit after the game. yeah, it was a loss. We talked that too, but felt pretty good about ourselves. Now, hey, it's winner take all and stuff tomorrow. I think you told me Shiner won the first game yesterday.
I believe so.
And we'll see if we can find there. It doesn't matter that, though. We have to take care of business at 2 o'clock tomorrow and finish this thing up.
Well, one thing I can absolutely guarantee about tomorrow, based on today, is that these crowds are going to be out here and ready to support their teams, and one is a winner-take-all game. But I have to say, I think the Burton Panthers are going into it with all the momentum right now.
The only difference tomorrow, we're playing at 2 o'clock, okay? It's going to be 94. Tonight, it's been in the, started in the 90s. Now it's probably about maybe 80. Cool breeze blowing. So it's going to be hot tomorrow. That's no excuse. I would tell every young kid on both teams, you're too young to be tired and too young to think it's hot. Because if you were at home, you'd be running and jumping in a swimming pool or playing something like that. So what a better way to do is go out there and play ball.
And I tell you what, you've been there before, I've been there before, and you know what you're going to remember in 20, 30, 40 years is winning games like this, not swimming in no pool.
That's exactly. You can swim in a pool after you win state.
There we go. That's the right attitude. And, again, that was a win in the 2A regional semifinal for the Burton Panthers over the Flatonia Bulldogs, but they did drop the game yesterday, so that's an even series. It's tied 1-1, and we'll have a game 3 tomorrow at 2. We'll be back with a little bit more post-game after a word from our sponsors, but first, don't miss the final UIL state event of the year. Remember to mark your calendars, because the 2025 State Baseball Championships taking place June 5th through June 7th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit UILTexas.org/baseball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/baseball. And we will be back with a quick interview with Coach Thaler after this word from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Panthers!
You've always dreamed of building a barndominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
All right, back here to Bastrop as the Burton Panthers just evened up the series against the Flatonia Bulldogs 1-1. And speaking of evening up the series with a game coming tomorrow, the Columbus softball team also evened up their series in the regional final in extra innings. In the 10th inning, they won 2-1, and now they will also have a game 3 tomorrow, Saturday, and it has been a fantastic day for baseball and softball in the area. The Burton Panthers, of course, getting the win. The game's going to be tomorrow at 2 o'clock for game 3, winner take all between these two teams. And I have to say, I cannot be more excited. I know Daryl is for tomorrow's game. If you were not out here tonight, I highly suggest joining us because it was a fantastic environment, playoff atmosphere to say the least. Everybody was having a great time, and it was a fantastic game. Hopefully we get some more of the same tomorrow. But first, I have a Burton Panther here ready for an interview. It's going to be Ryder Biggs. How you doing? Awesome. Here's a headset for you. So a heck of a game there. How does it feel? I mean, it seems like you guys are going into tomorrow with total momentum.
Yes, sir. But what we got to do is go and make contact with the ball and just make contact, have defense, and pitching.
I was going to say, Coach Saylor probably saying that biggest thing is to stay focused on tomorrow, right? You got the win today, now it's time to focus on tomorrow. What's going to be the biggest key for you tomorrow coming in?
Just trying to focus and throwing strikes and just making sure you get the ball in play.
Gotcha. Well, we saw you didn't get on the mound at the end there. Is that maybe a hint of things to come tomorrow? Has Coach Taylor told you anything yet?
Yes, sir. I'm going to start tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, man. Well, we've had some great pitching performances. I hope that you can continue that tomorrow. Seeing what you saw out from this team, what are some things you want to key in on the mound tomorrow, just based on what you've seen so far?
Just pitch strikes and just making sure to keep the ball in play so defense could be behind.
Excellent. Yeah, stay behind your defense, and I know you'll do your job at the plate as well to give yourself a lead, right, just like Tyler did tonight.
Yes, sir.
Well, best of luck to you. Thank you for the insight, and I hope you have a good rest today, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations, man. All right, now I have Coach Thaler here for the Burton Panthers, and first things first, man, how big is it to go into tomorrow with this much momentum? Huge win.
I'll tell you what, the kids played good, and I scared me in the second inning there a little bit. But, you know, we had a tight strike zone, and we hit the ball, put the ball in play, and turned out on our side.
Yes, sir. And you want to talk about ability to bounce back. Speaking of that second inning, left the bases loaded, but from then on, only scored in every inning after that next five innings.
Yeah, and that's what I tell the kids. If you win or tie every inning, we're going to win the ball game. And just keep pressure on them, and then go out there and throw strikes. Once again, you can't ever blame it on umpires, though. It's he had a tight strike zone, and he called it both ways, and we came out on top.
Yeah, me and Daryl were actually talking about that. At the very least, he was consistent, correct?
That's right. He was consistent both ways.
Well,
I don't say what I want to say, but we're good.
We'll keep it PG on the air.
That's
here.
Right. That's right. Yes, sir, tomorrow. So we won the flip again, so tomorrow we'll be home.
Oh,
so that was a big deal.
That's
so
huge.
One flip, so we'll be home in third base dugout and wearing white.
That's awesome. We're going to be out in our white digs looking good out
that's
there.
Right.
And with the heat, that's going to be an advantage wearing white.
Cause that's right.
I guess that's the idea, right?
I had that in my back pocket. Let's think about the whole time.
Well, Coach, we know you're a master of the trade. Definitely know what you're doing out there. And we are so lucky to have you as the coach for the Burton team. And congratulations, you and the boys always fighting hard. And today, I mean, bounce back has been the name of the game this year, right?
That's right. Just, hey, come out and have fun. That's it. And glad to have you here. Enjoy talking to you and listening to you on the radio.
I appreciate you.
We saw Wynn a little bit today. In Daryl's mind, he didn't have his A game today, but he kept you in every inning and stuff, kept you good enough to win this game.
I tell you, and Witt's been that way all year. Even if he's not on his A game, his game is really good, and he's around the zone, and you know, we talk, and sometimes we're not on the same page, and we get on the same page, and he's a good ball player, he's a great listener, and great to have him on the team. And you know, he's young, and we're both growing together, and you know, having these young guys, it's amazing, you know, and just they're learning me, and I'm learning them, and we've got a great future together, and we've come this far, and I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't expect this to be this far, and it's fun. You know, these guys are getting extra practice every day. You know, we come out during the period, and you know, we're playing almost in the June, you know, into May, and so we get extra reps at the plate and, you know, BP and stuff like that. So it's fun. It's fun.
The difference that I see is that the kids love playing for you, Coach.
And I could ask any one of them. They're not going to lie to me because I watch y'all. You are full of energy. You have fun with the boys, but you are stern.
Yes, sir.
I know for a fact when you walk them down to the outfield, you're not just patting them on the back and say, okay, boys, we're fixing to go get a milkshake.
Yeah,
I know that's not what you're telling them, but they respond, partner. And you keep having fun with them guys. They're going to keep having fun with you. That's why we are winning. And the fan support, Matt,
definitely.
You have to be proud of all these people.
I am. It's amazing, you know, having the support with the parents and all the fans that showed up today. And like you said, this game is about having fun. And, you know, sometimes, even in life, you gotta get corrected. And, you know, that's, if I'm walking down that to the backside of the dugout down there, we're going to correct something.
Yes.
And they know that. And we're going to have – but on the bus ride home, we're going to – you know, it's business on the way here, party on the way home. So, but anyways, no, it's fun to be around these kids, and thank y'all.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach Taylor, one last thing. It's good to know that we have a bright future, but – right now, the future's tomorrow, am I right?
Yes, sir, that's right. That's right. Thank y'all again.
Yes, sir, thank you. And now, speaking of Tyler Witt, I got Tyler Witt up here in the press box ready for a post-game interview. And Tyler Witt, you know, Tommy mentioned not the usual dominance that we're used to you, but still a very solid game on the mound. But there's more than one way to affect the ball game, and
yes,
almost a perfect on-base percentage for you tonight until that fly out in the seventh in garbage time. You had a perfect on-base percentage, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
When things aren't going for you, some bounce is not going your way, what do you tell yourself to keep yourself in the zone and rely on your guys?
I just tell myself that I know there's a lot of game left, and we can go out there and just brush it off, make the next play, just get after it again, brush it off. I mean, you know, that's what I tell myself, and I know that they're going to have my back if I mess up, and I'm going to have their back if they mess up. So it just goes both ways, and we're all a team. We're all going to make mistakes. So we just got each other's back.
I couldn't agree more. It all goes down to that old amnesia quality, right?
Yes, sir.
Forget about the last one, on to the next one.
Yes, sir.
You definitely did that. You did a great job today. I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
And moving over back to shortstop tomorrow, I imagine.
Yes, sir.
And what are some keys that you saw defensively on this team that's going to help you tomorrow and make sure that you guys maintain another dominant performance?
I feel like just with our pitching, just make sure we get some ground balls, get some plays, maybe get a few guys to pop up. Try and just be as perfect as possible since it is our last game, and we know we have to win this game to advance to round four. So I feel like just taking your time, making a play, don't get in your head like I kind of did tonight. It's all right, though. Just get out there and just make the routine plays, and if something doesn't go your way, brush it off, make the next one. I feel like it's going to be our best play.
Yes, sir. And man, at the end of the day, that's the part of being on a team. When you're not at the strongest, you can rely on the guy next to you and just know that you gave it your all, they gave it their all.
Yes, sir.
It's like that old adage. As long as you can look at the person next to you and know you gave it your all,
yes,
you're
sir.
Perfect. And
yes,
tonight,
sir.
You were perfect, man.
Thank you.
My pleasure, man. Congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
Now it's all about tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, gonna let you get out of here. I know it's a long drive home,
yes,
so get home safe. Rest up.
Yes,
no,
sir.
No late video games tonight, right?
No, sir.
All focus on tomorrow. Love to see a game face on already.
Yes, sir.
Tyler Witt, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Firm handshake on him. All righty, and after those amazing post-game interviews, thank you so much for the players and Coach Taylor to come up and give us the time for the interviews to give everybody at home a insight into what's going on behind the scenes to a dominant performance here today, tied 1-1 going into Game 3 tomorrow, Saturday at 2 p.m. Any quick final thoughts, Daryl?
Huge to win that toss tonight. You got the hammer. Tomorrow's going to be a game of musical chairs again on that mound. If somebody has it, hey, they're going to be up there for a while. If they don't, it's going to be a short leash. So for us to be home team, have the hammer, we need to come out. Like today, I asked for runs. Tomorrow, I want three outs the first inning.
Over and over again.
And just come out there with that killer instinct tomorrow. And
live to play another round.
Yeah, and I think a big key is today we saw we're a team that's a little deeper at the pitcher position in the bullpen than I believe this Flatonia team is. That's going to be a huge key there, so something to pay attention for tomorrow. Coach Taylor giving us a little insight there, winning the toss, being able to go white, using physics on his side. You know, light materials don't absorb so much sun. So
T is shrewd and he's sharp, and that's why he's up here with a smile always, and they're going to have a good night. Come tomorrow, have some fun, and we'll have some fun tomorrow too.
Exactly.
Thank you, buddy.
Exactly, and how can you not have a smile with a performance like that and bouncing back like that? So congratulations to the Burton Panthers, and congratulations to the Columbus softball team. Two huge wins here today, but we're focused on the Burton Panthers. Tomorrow, Saturday at 2 p.m., we'll be back here ready for another ball game. Winner take all, game three between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs. Who's going to take it? We're going to find out tomorrow. This was Javi Jr. and Daryl Kiki signing off for KWHI. Y'all get home safe, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Today's broadcast of the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Call Your Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dahman and Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Lynn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tielemann Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.